You're listening to a Ragnarok actual play. If you like what you hear and you want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the game.
Yeah. No! Eric, I said shut your shit down.
No, whoa. Never. I'm not playing
shit. There's more shtick you can shake a shtick at.
Eric, I'm really disappointed after that really inspiring speech that you gave at the beginning of last session.
Well, you know, some people have good days and bad days. This is a bad day. My shit is staying unshut down.
Damn, man. That's cold.
Shake a shtick at.
As cold as your body will be when I'm done with you.
Whoa.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
Can I change my seat? I'm scared of Eric now.
Tonight, we're going to be playing Dungeon World. This is the Nettle Crusades, I decided to call it. I'm Ryan. I'm going to be DMing this session.
Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
I like you.
Hi, everyone.
We exist in your head.
I'm going to be filling your lives with problems for the next 2 hours.
With what? Alex coughed and ruined everything.
Problems.
Oh.
See? Obstacles.
You're not the only one. Apparently, I'm going to fill our lives with problems, too.
I don't want problems.
I'm just going to be a jerk for the rest of the game.
I want pilgrims.
And just so you people at home listening, yes, Eric did fracture his wrist. I know you can hear it. Let's just get it out of the way now.
I know that cast.
I'm sorry my injury is so loud.
Yeah. Next time, Eric, please get a quieter injury.
I'll try.
Like whooping cough.
Yeah.
So why don't you guys go ahead and introduce your characters?
We have characters?
Wait,
when did we do this?
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do it now.
Nope, I'm going first.
I'm Meyer.
I can see that.
You gotta do it first. I'm Meyer.
Who's Meyer?
Becker. Oscar Meyer, Mike Myers, Michael, the comedian and the serial killer.
You remember my friend from Chrissy from Brooklyn? She still calls you Myers, but she adds the S. And I'm like, I correct her every time, and she's just not getting it.
It's all right.
So Myers, go ahead.
Like Eddie Kress. I am playing Tendril, the elf former ogre sex slave.
Oh wow, Ryan segregated the table. Elves and humans.
I'm a returned bard, but now I'm actually doing my profession, I guess, instead of just being a sex slave.
Well, you were probably singing your ogre master some songs.
That's true.
Remember you said that you knew a song about Alex's character, Cheiros, that you would often play for your master.
Tendril, former sex slave, ogre sex slave, / bard. I got Griffin buddies now.
Yep.
Griffin, get in my office.
I am Alex, and I am playing Tayros, the elf. He is a elf druid from the Great Frozen North. And he also has Griffin friends now. Because elves are just cool like that.
Yeah.
Alright.
Ooh, I can turn into griffins, too.
Yeah. What if you turn to a griffin and have sex with the griffin?
I don't know, Ryan.
We said last time that they were married. Mates.
Yeah.
So I don't know if griffins get jealous.
They could be like swingers.
Yeah, what if they have a relationship?
Maybe they are swinging griffins.
What if griffins just lay eggs and he fertilized the egg? Would it be a griffin baby or would it be a griffin elf?
A grelf, as we like to call them.
That's a good question. Alex, what else do you have to say about your character?
He has wise eyes, braided hair, and wears practical leathers. And he's all about nature, man. He doesn't wear shoes.
He likes to turn to an animal.
He's an elf.
For other animals.
And you and James are blood brothers for some reason.
Yes. Avon has tasted my blood, and I theirs, and we are bound by it.
We decided.
Well, no, we're blood brothers because James was the first person I met in the woods.
And you got really high together.
Yeah, off my pipe weed.
I forgot. Oh, yeah, so
we're both in tune with nature.
Yeah.
I thought, all right. You want my buns?
You can go over those again if you want.
I only have the one.
Well, they didn't change from last game, but I sang the songs of Teros Alex long before I ever met him in person. I am writing a ballad about the adventures of Avon, who I was in the same town as, and they got chased off. So I'm trying to make it like a redemption song. So it's
so going. You're like somewhere in the middle of the second verse, not quite at the bridge yet.
It starts out with me being a dick and then coming back to save the town.
And even though you've killed two people already,
I was within my right to kill them. Also, I had no idea that exerting that much power and rolling that well would blow people up.
I'm just saying it's not a good start.
No, it's not. Not at all. Trust me, I realized that after I realized who they were.
Could have chosen a different foot to start off
with. The foot where people don't explode.
They threw an axe at a friend of mine.
And I, instead of killing people, I calmed the situation down. But and Eric Barnabas is also a fellow Nettleite.
Nettleian?
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 No, because that would be T-E-L.
Nettleian?
Nettleian.
Nettler.
Nettler.
I'm a Nettler.
We're Nettlers.
A fellow Nettler. He doesn't trust me, but for good reason, since I disappeared 12 years ago. showed up out of the blue.
Walking funny.
Yeah. With a whistle in my butt.
Speaking of Eric, that's the guy I am.
Speaking about whistling the butt.
That's smart. I'm Eric. I'm playing Barnabas.
God damn it, Eric. Could you keep that cast quiet?
No. My cast shall sing to the heavens.
Oh my god, what if it was a singing cast?
That would be weird.
Hey, I'm on Eric's song.
It'd be hard to sleep.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm trying to stay awake and you're sleeping.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt you.
I'm a Barnabas. He's a human paladin. He's a Nettler, I guess, is the one I decided on.
Yeah. It's like settler, but a Nettler.
Yeah.
I get it. It's not funny.
He's a rather large, bulky gentleman with no hair and glowing eyes, and he has a really fancy holy symbol of Tecumseh, his deity. It's a very not target looking symbol, or is it? It is.
It's a circle in a circle.
And with runes that look like they say shoot here.
They just look like that though.
Right. Yeah. They're not.
They're actually runes, but if you squint, they kind of look like it says shoot.
Now, did your god do that on purpose to test his followers, or is he just...
That is the question.
An idiot.
I'd say that, you know, he knows his followers are made of tough stuff.
A little from column A.
All right.
I figure his followers are a lot of paladins and such, so, you know, we're supposed to be protecting anyway.
I guess it depends if you're a pessimist or
an optimist. Okay.
As for my bonds... I respect the beliefs of Pendril over there, but hope they'll someday see the true way. Teros is a brave soul. I have much to learn from them.
Damn straight you do.
And then I also believe that Avon's misguided behavior endangers their very soul. And why would that be, James?
I have no idea. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I was just making a segue for you to...
I know. I was saying I have no idea what you're getting at.
Oh god, the voice is coming. Oh god, the voice. I've had nightmares about voice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that.
Avon, Avon, he burned down the barn.
I am James. I'm playing Avon. I am a wizard who lives in the forest. I have crazy eyes, wild hair, worn robes, and I'm I guess you could say thin body. Not sickly thin, but, you know, like, not malnourished thin, just thin. You know, it's weird. Anyway, I'm a wizard. I was once a douchebag throughout town, you know, and I accidentally burned down the tavern. All right, no. I intentionally burned down the tavern because I felt unjustified and I was drunk. I mean, how many times have you done something when you were drunk and regretted it the next day?
Nothing.
I'm looking at 90% of our listeners.
Wow, way to make assumptions.
What if they're kids? What if they're like 12-year-olds?
We only market to drunks. Sorry.
Well, we know anyone who has listened to this podcast is probably filled with regret.
That's pretty fair.
And probably turned into an alcoholic.
Just saying.
What if they're straight edge, man?
You know, I actually know some straight edge people.
I do too.
Maybe CM Punk listens to this.
That'd be nice. I wonder how that feud with him and Jason David Frank went out.
How about your bonds, James?
My bonds.
Barry Bonds?
James Bond.
Bonds.
I have a bond with Taros. Hey, I feel he will play an important role in events to come. I have foreseen it, because I apparently see things every now and then.
Straight.
Which is why I became a nice guy, because I saw my end.
With your wizard eyes.
Yeah. It wasn't good. I did not like the person I was becoming, so I decided to, you know, become good. Barnabas is keeping an important secret from me.
Uh-oh.
He hasn't told me what yet.
That's because of the secret.
Tell me a secret.
And poor Pendril is woefully misinformed about the world, and I think I will teach him all that I can. You know, about, you know, how things aren't as bad as, you know, his outlook is on life.
Well, he was raped for a dozen years by
white orcs. So. I know, I understand. But, you know, ogres. Ogres.
Even worse.
Even worse.
They're giant.
Yeah.
And they're hairy and they're stinky.
And I think that that's a terrible thing, and the healing can only begin once, you know, we start, you know, therapy with each other.
Is that like a sex thing?
No.
It's okay.
Does therapy involve a lot of smoking pipe weed and taking blood oaths?
Yes.
I do have pipe
weed. Lots of things.
I did take pipe weed. So I do smoke some pipe weed.
All right, so what do you guys remember from last session? Maya, you had a pretty thorough...
You were walking down the road.
Got attacked by... But we thought it was bandits, right. But it was fellow Nettles.
James made two of them pop, but then we learned that...
Talking down.
Yeah, they were former citizens of Nettle who'd been chased out of town by the ludicrously high taxes that had been imposed.
Corrupt government.
Yep.
One of many problems in Nettle.
They were starving because they didn't have any food because the river had run dry.
Yes.
And they couldn't pay the taxes, so they were kicked out of town.
Also, because of the chili festival, there is chili golems running around in the forest.
In the forest or in the town?
Naturally.
I think the forest.
A little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
They're around.
Then James and I went and we wanted to help them cure the two of them of their sickness. So we went and got a phoenix flower or something like
that? Phoenix rose, yes.
Phoenix rose. And we got attacked by an assassin vine, but we did better than that. While we were doing that, Meyer was singing real loudly and found some griffins.
Yeah.
But then he made friends with he was nice to the griffins. And then I translated for them, so the griffins like me and him.
Yeah.
And then I studied them for a while, so now I can turn into a griffin.
So we have griffin buddies.
And
I'm still standing in the same spot because you never told me it was safe to move.
I would have waited like 2 minutes and then told you.
We took it. We made it our responsibility to help Nettle because it's most of our home.
It's on my way.
So just to remind you guys of some folks' names, the leader of the bandit group is Rothschild. The two people that you saved were Falcon, Pendril's childhood friend, and Cuthbert, who is the Nettler pastor, who is the person who started Barnabas on his path to the road of worshipping Tecumseh. And I created a name for the guy who pissed himself and ran away. His name is Barrow.
What's the priest's name again?
Cuthbert.
I'm just going to write coward under Barrow.
Sorry, because my writing is very slow and messy right now.
Sorry.
I forgot your... You know,
oh, Eric, can you turn your cast down?
No! Jesus. You must hear everything it has to say.
I'm going
to
stab a pencil through it if you don't calm it down.
And who is the guy who ran away?
Barrow. It was the first... It was Rothschild.
Rothschild is the leader, right?
Yeah, he's the leader.
He's the leader of the bandits. He's a bandit leader. He's also a bastard.
All right, so here's the way things are going to work with the griffins. I decided to treat them with a slight adaptation of the hireling rules. So you can tell them to do things, anything that they're capable of.
Mate.
Which involves...
Davos and...
Give me your eggs.
Gilda.
Well, I don't know if they have eggs. Give me your children.
basically flying, carrying people places, clawing the shit out of things, anything of that nature you can ask them to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they have eggs because the back half of them is mammalian.
Yeah.
I was just making
they would
weird
probably
assumptions.
Reproduce.
Unless their insides are platypus.
Oh. Whoa!
I don't know.
See, I've never actually met a griffin, so I don't know how they work.
Well, they're eagle lions.
Yeah, they're eagle
yeah,
lions.
Yeah, right, but their insides could be platypus. That's all I'm saying.
I assume eggs because they have the ability to fly. Most things that fly legs. I'm saying most things, not all things. I know there's a few exceptions. I'm just saying.
I would say they would probably be live.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Okay.
Are we going to get to it?
Well, I'll fuck one of them and we'll find out.
I hope it's Gilda.
You'll turn into the male while he's out hunting and just come back. I came back early, babe.
So here's how this works. Each of them has a loyalty score, which starts off at 1, which is good for you guys, which means they're loyal to you. If you do bad things to them, if you mistreat them, if you ask them to do things that they're not capable of, if you use them as meat shields or anything like that, then loyalty gets -1 forward. If you treat them well and, you know, use them to their full advantage and fulfill their requirements for helping you out, then they get +1 loyalty forward. So basically the loyalty develops as your relationship does. And each of them has... Gilda has a cost for helping you, and Davos has a condition.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
Davos's condition is that he will fight with you as long as no harm comes to his mate.
Okay.
So, okay. If she gets hurt, then that's going to affect his loyalty score.
Mm-hmm.
Her cost is that she will fight along with you as long as she gets to kill things. She is bloodthirsty.
Okay, I'm just going to write bloodthirsty next to her name.
So she gets to kill things, but we're not supposed to let her get hurt.
Nope.
Yeah.
Is Gilda and who?
Davos.
Let me see if I can do my right hand here.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Oh my god, that's
it,
making...
It got even louder.
Yeah, it's making too...
Is it supposed to scream like that?
Hold on, I'm going to put my headphones back on. This is getting...
I apologize to all the listeners. All
right, so you guys are at the bandit camp. The two men who were dying are now up and about, but they are still, you know, malnourished and weak and sick. They're just not at death's door anymore. You have two griffin companions.
Thank you.
Who are busy eating the elk corpse
right.
that Alex has procured for them. We said that...
that is such a messy act. I don't know why I'm just picturing just like...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of...
It's kind of like vultures eating them.
Yeah.
Blood and tearing of flesh.
Or lion mauling.
But it's bigger.
Rending of sinew.
Yeah.
Pretty similar to griffins.
I should probably go find some more elk.
We said at the end of the last session that you just did.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, you know, you guys have prepared dinner. There was a small cook fire.
Yeah.
If you had any... I'm going to say since Alex hunted something else, you don't have to spend ration for tonight.
Make sure everyone keeps their portions small so they don't overeat and die.
It is high summer. There's really no danger of it getting too cold at night, so you don't have to worry about, you know, freezing.
I know it's high summer with Alex and James.
Hey, I get high too, man.
You guys can each spend one use of your pipe leaf if you're gonna.
Oh, I am definitely. I smoke that shit all the time.
So what do you do? What's the plan here, guys?
I'm gonna smoke this pipe leaf.
So, are we heading to the town to try to sell things?
Well, like, what time of day is it-ish?
Now it's
dinner?
You had dinner. It's getting on toward night. This is basically like a strategy point. Where do you guys want to go from here? Do you want to go deal with the river first? Do you want to try to go into town and deal with the government first before you fix all the rest of the problems?
Well, why don't we ask Rothschild? What does he think might be the most beneficial off the bat?
I personally think getting a water supply would be most beneficial at first.
Because that's not going to help us right now. We have to take out the government first.
Well, but it's going to help the people.
They need
and then, well, here's the thing. If we help the people, we will have the populace on our side.
That the water isn't... The people in charge aren't the people, putting up the dam.
We don't know this.
We don't know what's wrong. That's the thing. That's why I think we figure
maybe it is them. And in which case, then if they put up a dam, we'll break the dam, and that'll give at least a few weeks that they would have to take to rebuild it. During which time, people will be able to drink water, and then we could focus on the government.
See, I don't know. I personally. Don't want even want them to have an inkling that maybe someone because if they might suspect something if they destroy a dam. So if we just go right.
Well, that's assuming there's a dam.
Yeah. I guess I'm assuming, but I'm just saying, I don't want to take that risk if it isn't a dam.
Rothschild says, as far as I know, the official story from Lord Edwardson was that they don't know why the river has run dry. There is enough water coming down for drinking water, but there's not been enough to irrigate the crops.
Oh, okay.
So we've not had a harvest in three seasons.
Okay, I thought when you said it dried up, it was barren.
It's not completely dry. It's just they're a logging community, so it used to be it's called the Chillfinger River. It used to be a river that you could float the pine trees down to the mill. Yeah. They would cut down trees up north in the forest, float them down to the mill, and their business was milling and woodworking, and they would also use the river water to irrigate the crops.
Okay.
Do they have garden stuff stationed in the town?
He says, well, Lord Edwardson's city guard is mostly concerned with protecting the manor house these days. There are a few of them on guard duty. However, the gates are all guarded by the mercenary troops.
Nice.
Can any of them fly?
Not so far as I know, no.
Well, then we have a distinct advantage.
There are some archers, though, so...
Well,
just to give you guys a little bit more of a clear idea of what happened, Rothschild explains this. After the chili cook-off, one of the necromancers responsible for the whole fiasco basically kidnapped Lord Edwardson. He was being pursued by a hired mercenary army, put together by some people that he owed.
Wait, Lord Edwardson or the necromancer?
The necromancer. The army was put together by his creditors, people that he owed ungodly sums, and they were willing to put together. An army of orc mercenaries. So he basically traded Lord Edwardson's life and the town for his debt.
What a douchebag.
And ever since, the town has been occupied by, tribal warrior orc mercenaries, trying to squeeze every penny that they can out of the townspeople in any way they can.
So we could probably add that to the list of problems. Orc mercenary occupation force.
And Lord Edwardson is maybe their prisoner or maybe working for them. We don't know.
Ryan.
Yes.
With my quest thing, when I dedicate myself to a mission through prayer and ritual cleansing, state what you set out to do. One of them is defend blank from the iniquities that beset them. Would I be able to count that as the citizens of Nettle?
Yeah.
So I could, dedicate myself to that and then get the boons and the vow that come with it?
Yes.
Alright, so I figure while this is going on, I would probably kneel down and go into a prayer and dedicate myself in such a way.
Well, it's nighttime now. We could always scope, do some surveillance.
I could do that. Most people don't look twice at a crow.
It's true.
So
At night.
So, which can I see the sheet for a second, Eric? I just want to take a look at the.
Basically, I would choose two boons, then you would choose a vow.
And I choose a vow. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with you have to take a vow of valor. You are forbidden to suffer an evil creature to live. So you need to clean house.
Could his cast take a vow of fucking silence?
I wish it would.
And the two boons I'm going to choose, can I choose invulnerability to disease?
Yeah, if you want to... If you want to... Yeah, heal people.
What about an invulnerability to stabs?
Edged weapons is an example it gives.
Of invulnerability?
Yeah.
That's pretty useful.
I was thinking since we're dealing with citizens that are diseased...
If you want to go around healing the citizens... If you want to go around helping the citizens...
Right.
You could take a vow of hospitality instead.
Mm-hmm.
What is that again specifically?
Required comfort to those in need no matter who they are.
Right. Okay, so basically that's... that would be the trade-off. How do you want to approach it? Do you want to be, you know, these are my towns, these are my friends and my fellow citizens, and I will help them, or do you want to avenge them by like
fucking up orcs?
Mine would be more of a looking to help because of the way my character is.
Okay, then you take a vow of hospitality. Anybody who needs aid, you have to help them.
All right, and my second boon, I was thinking of senses that pierce wise, because we don't know, what do you call it? We don't know...
What exactly is going on.
Yeah, so... So I'll just check those two off, and vulnerability to disease I'll pick.
Right, so you can't take any debilities until your quest is fulfilled.
All right, and the voice that... senses that pierce lies?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. But I have to comfort... anyone in need, no matter who they are.
Alright, so we can just do this tonight. Maybe tomorrow we can go to the river and see what's wrong with it.
That's nettle, right?
Yeah.
And where
you guys are somewhere in this forest over here.
Can we get a more detailed map of nettle? I mean, since
This is one of the things it says is you have to leave blanks on the map, so this is just very general. Mm-hmm. There's East Gate, West Gate, South Gate. This is where the Merchant's Market used to be. The manor house is up here on a hill. I drew a couple of other little buildings in here, and there are probably some more buildings in these blank spaces, but we're leaving that, you know.
What's that building by the gate in the river?
This is the mill.
Oh, okay.
Where they...
a bridge.
They would saw all the lumber that would float down from the axemen in the forest.
Right.
There's a bridge over the Chillfinger River, and this is Crestfallow Fields. This is where all the farms were.
Okay. Where are we hiding as opposed to the... Like, are we...
You guys are somewhere over where mine is.
Okay, so over by the east.
Yeah.
Perhaps I should fly over to Nettle and see if I can spy Lord Edward and see what his state is. If he is prisoner or compatriot to those orcs.
What's a common bird at Nettle? Is crows, et cetera, as a good one?
Also, it's nighttime, so I wouldn't... suggest
an owl then?
Yeah, crow work or an owl.
Nah, something more nocturnal.
Actually, an owl, because then I'd probably be able to see better at night.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm going to turn. I could turn into things from the great forests, which I assume would include an owl.
The great horned owl.
Canary.
A dire owl.
A dire owl.
You know what a dire owl is like, right? It's like an owl. Only dire.
Wisdom, yeah, so 10.
10, yeah.
So I get hold 3.
So you get 3 moves. You're an owl?
Yeah.
So, Taros, how are you going to...
Flying count as a move, or is that just what owls do?
I would say that's just what owls do. I'm going to say you get a claw attack.
Okay.
Claw attack.
Nice. A claw.
Well, you get talons.
Yeah.
Can I call it a talon attack instead?
Because owls have really sharp talons and they can fuck something up.
They do.
Mice, usually.
So, I'm sorry, James, you were saying?
Oh, no, I was going to say I was about to talk to Taros and then all of a sudden there's an owl.
I'm still there.
Yeah, he's still there.
I know, but you're an owl now.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I was going to go talk to you, but then decided, you're not physically there. You're an owl.
Well, he is physical.
Oh, you're an owl.
This is what's happening.
Hey, Taros, how are you going to expect a... Taros?
He's down there.
All right.
I was talking to Taros. Taros.
And then the owl just goes, all right, I'm done.
I forget. Can I... Do
yes,
I have regular speed? Right, okay.
Remember, you were doing a big gruff voice as a bear.
Right, yeah, okay.
So you can you have human speech. It's just, you know...
You're being a dick.
I am a little high, so...
And we are technically blood brothers, and brothers tend to tease each other.
Yeah. So. I shall return.
The other thing... that we forgot to mention is that Pendril's mother and sister went up to the manor house to protect to petition Lord Edwardson to feed the poor and the suffering, and they never came back.
That's kind of why Pendril was saying he wanted a what's the QB or
so I what are your mother and sister's names?
Gertrude and...
Petunia and Daisy.
Let's see. Let's some there's female names here.
Oh, yeah, there would be Elf.
Melandre is my sister.
Okay.
And how about Cynethel for your mother?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
S-I-N-A-T-H-E-L.
Cynethel. All right. So, Cynethel and her daughter Melandre went up to the manor house and have not been seen since, as far as Rothschild knows. As far as Falcon knows, because he was the one who told me.
Alright, well, I'm going to go fly over and see what I can see in Nettle.
Alright, make me discerning realities.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, what's that? Wisdom, I'm good at that. 9, 11.
Alright, so you get, what, 3 questions?
Yes.
You got an attempt.
Alright, what here is useful or valuable to me?
Oh, let's see.
I guess that information-wise, like...
I'm going to say that you hang around long enough to get the guard's patrol schedule. There seem to be 2 orcish tribesmen stationed at every every gateway.
Okay.
With random city guard patrols, or I shouldn't say random, with city guard patrols walking the wall at regular intervals.
On the wall, or just like on the
ground? The wall is wooden pikes.
Okay, so they're just like
walking. So yeah, they're walking
inside or outside?
Outside the perimeter.
And do they have like a barracks where they're changing?
Yeah, we'll say that's at the south gate.
Okay. All right, so that's question 1. Who's really in control here?
The orcs, definitely. All of the city guards seem to be scared shitless. And the orcs are, hassling them, harassing them every time they pass by, giving them orders just to see if they'll do it, you know.
The city guard are taking orders from the orcs?
Yes.
Okay.
Could be potential allies.
Either what here is not what it appears to be, or what should I be on the lookout for? What should I be on the lookout for?
That archer pointing an arrow at you.
Owls! Owls killed my family.
I bet you 5 shillings I could shoot that owl. I'm not drunk.
I will tell you this much. All of the guards stationed at the gates seem to be run-of-the-mill orcish warriors. They're low-level tribesmen. They don't have any kind of specialty. Usually there are chieftains or mages or, you know, other specialty orcs, berserkers, that supplement these guys. You don't see any of those.
Okay. And how big is the barracks by the south gate?
We'll say it's two stories, mostly made for city guard. You actually don't see any orcs in there either. So the orcs, I'll give you that little bit for free. The orcs don't seem to be billeted there.
Okay. Well, that's what I was asking. If the orcs had a place, like, where they were going back, where they were...
Not at the wall. If you're just flying the perimeter, then okay. You don't see anywhere that they're...
All right. Can I fly to the manor house and make another roll and see if I can see Lord Edwardson?
Yeah. Go give me discerning realities.
Don't think so. It's 6, 8.
8. All right. So you get one question.
One question. Who was really in control here at the manor house?
I'm going to say you can see through the windows, so you don't get quite as good a view, mm-hmm. Since you can't actually get back, you can't actually get in and get a good look and also hear what's going on. However, it does seem to be the orcs here as well. There's a Lord Edwardson is, in one of his upper chambers that he never seems to leave. He actually gets a message delivered to him by a rather larger orc that okay. seems to be stationed outside of his room.
More guarding him from intruders or guarding him from letting him out?
Yeah, probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna fly back to camp.
Give me one more discerning realities.
One more. Even worse.
Not the same.
Yeah, 8 again.
8. All right. So you get one more question.
For the manor house?
This is just for town itself.
For town itself.
The king of country.
What should I be on the lookout for?
I will tell you. You were looking for it before, so now you found it mm-hmm. flying over town. The orcs seem to be living in the town temple.
Huh. It's a decent sized temple?
Yes, it's a decent sized temple. It's a small town, so there are many different faiths. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of different smaller chapels and offshoots and,
right.
and there's a labyrinth and a garden. It's very lovely. Except right now, it's overrun by orcs and in quite a state of disarray and disrepair.
Other than that, it's rather lovely.
Other than the orcs, though.
Yes.
All right. So cool. Now I'm gonna fly back to camp.
And now you're gonna have to.
Yep.
So one of the archers is taking a shot at you.
Would that be Dex to dodge, or does he just get to
shoot? That's defy danger.
Oh right.
Or defend. Actually, no. Defend is if you're defending someone else.
Yeah.
Defy danger.
By getting out of the way. Yeah. I don't want to be shot by that arrow.
Good point.
6. I fail. But I get an experience point.
Yep.
Which means I can level up tonight.
And you die. You're small owl. Yeah,
I know. Bah! Bop.
You take 7 damage.
Oh god.
Damn. Well, my armor absorbs 1.
Well,
you know. Everything changes with me.
What is he using? Orc blood arrows?
So that's 6, so that puts me at 9 HP.
Ogre blood arrows?
Alright. I'm going to go back to camp and cry. And then sleep and heal. Alright, so I hobble back to camp then. And make a rather painful landing in the dirt.
Oh, God.
You guys are sitting around the campfire waiting for Taros to come back. And an owl plummets face first into the dirt.
Oh, God, Taros!
It appears to be shot. What do you do?
Oh, ow.
I'm going to heal him.
I, you know what? Can I?
No, don't. Because when you sleep overnight, you heal back half your max HP. so I'll be fine.
Let me freaking heal you, goddammit. Right.
Okay.
I have to give comfort to those in need.
Oh, I am in need. I'm going to de-owl, though.
Wait.
Someone pull this arrow out before I turn back to my normal
form. Well,
first
I'm going to pull it through and then cut it and then pull it out.
Well, you could just snip it depending on where it is. Just snip it and then pull it out both ways.
Yeah, it's through him. We'll say it got him,
in the owl.
I got hit in the owl.
It didn't really impede your ability to fly.
Oh, so it was like a cut.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It went through a part of you, like, it went through maybe, like, where your talon meets your lower torso.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Someone please remove the arrow.
Oh, we break it off and then,
Oh, God, arrows.
Can I play him this?
12.
I want to help him by singing the song of Taros, the tale of Taros. Mm. As the calm down.
You can actually heal with song, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Well, James just rolled to heal.
I rolled a 12.
So, spell goes off without a hitch.
Then I just play it.
I heal 1d8 of damage.
That's a nice song.
Ding, ding. Tale of Taros.
5.
Alright. Puts me at 14.
So what'd you see?
Hey, friends.
What?
Are you better now, friends?
Yes. Right. Yes. It was just a scratch.
Did you see my mom and my sister?
No.
Oh.
No. I was only able to spy Lord Edwardson. It seems that he is more prisoner than accomplice to these orcs. They've overrun the town. I'm sorry, friend, but they've taken up residence in the temple.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of a blessing in disguise, because then we could use the town's god as potential allies.
Yes, they are not treating the town guard well. It seems that the orcs are walking around with the blessings of Lord Edwardson and giving commands to the town guard.
Do you think maybe we could somehow sway the guards to the our side? Yeah?
I would think so, but if all the town guards are afraid of the orcs, there must be good reason. Probably something more than 4 people could easily sway. They might need some convincing before they decide to side with us. Yeah. But it seems that the government is not so much corrupt as the orcs have taken over and are using Lord Edwardson as their pawn.
I know what. Let's plan a wedding. A red wedding.
And
there are two guards on each of the 3 gates and another patrol walking around the perimeter that are continuously walking around the perimeter wall. The guards of the gates are peons, mostly. The stronger, more able-bodied orcs seem to be inside the city, particularly inside the manor house itself.
And if the ones on patrol, are they...
Were they the same? Were they the...
The patrols were all the city guards. Actually,
I thought they were orc guard.
I'm going to say that there seems to be one orc to every city guard patrol. There are 2 or 3 humans or elves.
Oh, and an orc.
And an orc
for the city for the
patrols walking.
Gotcha. Okay. How many patrols were there?
You would estimate 3.
3.
Doing anything rash. I mean, right now we have one event we have is the element of surprise. They don't know we're here or planning anything.
Indeed.
We should probably cause a distraction to lure out the bulk of them.
Not right now.
Well, not now, of course. It's when we plan our attack.
There's a guardhouse where I think the city guard lives by the south gate.
It's inside the wall.
Yeah.
So I'll draw that in.
Inside the wall, south gate. As I said, the orcs seem to be living at the temple.
We could always barricade the temple and burn it down.
Excuse me.
I don't think that would very much do to endear us to the people of Nettle.
Or to me.
Or to me, says the old man Cuthbert. He steps forward.
Yeah.
You'll not be desecrating the gods.
I think they're already desecrated by a bunch of ogres.
Then we cleanse them. We do not destroy it.
Orcs now? Or is it ogres or orcs?
No, ogres rape Mire.
Okay.
Orcs are raping the city.
Okay. I keep getting them confused. It's the O's.
It's a great difference between cleansing and destroying, and I think we take the former path rather than the latter.
Well, Cuthbert, you would know best. In your estimate, how many orcs could live inside your temple?
I suppose, depending on how friendly they got, anywhere from 20 to 30.
A sizable number.
We're going to need a army to take back the town.
There's no such thing as secret tunnels to this in your temple, is there?
The fortunate part is that we already have the army. We just need to give them the backbone. You're all from Nettle. How many city guardsmen are there?
I don't know.
Not you, I'll stop at you. I say to the bandits.
Oh. It's been 12 years, man.
Rothschild said, from what I recall, 20, 30 men and elves.
An equal number to the orcs. I'm totally smoking my pipe again.
I'll tell you this. Cuthbert says, there is an old passage that runs from the river on the west side of town, underneath to the temple, but it requires passing through the cursed catacomb.
And that would be.
Well, many years ago, before the right-thinking gods came to Nettle, this land was wild, and the inhabitants dug a wide catacomb where to bury their dead. Stories tell of. Stories tell of bodies rising from the dead, coming back to life. The entire thing was sealed when the temple was built, thankfully.
Well, the zombie infested tunnels are always an option.
I do like killing zombies.
You must cleanse the evil. The more evil we cleanse, the...
Well, that was previously existing evil.
And it was long sealed away beneath the temple. We have very strong wards in place.
So if it's sealed, how would we be able to exit?
Well, you would need to figure that out. As far as I know, I don't know many. I don't know much of the ancient magics used to seal the catacomb, but I know that the wards would not be triggered by those of good intent, such as yourself.
Well, that is an option.
Yeah.
Well, what do we wish to do first?
I said that that's all about.
So, how about in the morning we check out the? Because let's not, as I said, we shouldn't. Show ourselves, you know, we shouldn't make ourselves known until we need to. So why don't we just go check out the river and see, you know, if it's just, you know, somehow it's nature or it's these
right
jerks.
So it seems like out of character. It seems like corrupt government isn't the problem, but orcs.
Yeah. Well, but isn't? I guess.
It seems like the orcs are doing. Like, he's like Gaius Baltar as president of Battlestar. Do this and sign it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, basically. Okay. From what you remember, Lord Edwardson was always kind of an idiot and also a greedy, money-grubbing son of a bitch. His choking taxes were always kind of a thing. He had a tax or a fee for everything. The problem is that... without any economy or agriculture or the lumber business or anything, you know, the people who live there are trapped there and starving because they obviously there's a tax to leave. So that's exacerbating the problem. And then there's the fact that the orcs are probably extorting money, right, or whatever they can get from any kind of passersby. So the market trade has also dried up.
Right.
You know, we can always, you know, the Lord was always an idiot from what I remember.
I'm not saying he's not culpable in this. I'm just saying he's not the primary instigator.
I know. I'm saying we could do some, make some big changes in this. We can, instead of maybe getting, maybe being ruled by a lord, we can maybe set up a council of people from Nettle to make this a better place.
I will remind you that Lord Edwardson is the king's brother-in-law. So if any harm were to come to him,
that would be bad for
you. You would probably have to deal with a higher authority.
As I said, he's an idiot.
So,
and he's not going to mess with people with two griffins. We're not going to hurt him.
Well, it seems that if we're able to get the river flowing again, that might have the largest immediate impact. It could restart the mill and give the people there some work and let them make some coin.
Yeah. It also would cause a good distraction for a bulk of somebody to leave the town.
That is true.
Make people go to the fields to farm, and maybe we can try to communicate from with them stealthily.
That is true.
Were the guards, you know, family members of yours? Anybody you know? I mean, or were they just random people that were brought in?
Falcon says, well, my father was a sergeant in the guard. I don't know if he's still alive, though, because he tried to speak up, and he was taken off to the dungeons in the manor house.
Well, if we can take out the orcs and each patrolling party, and you guys can convince those guards to join our cause, it might be able, then they could go back to the barracks and let the people on the inside know that we're coming in and to be ready to help us out.
It's possible that if we're able to cause a significant distraction, we could also have a jailbreak. The only thing is then, where would all those prisoners go?
I think it's an army of orcs. Well, the battalion.
So those are your options. If you're going for the town, you can go right up to the gates and try to enter the town lawfully. They will probably charge you a tax or a fee or something. So there would be that. You could do as James suggested, intercept one of the patrols, kill the orc that's with them, that's keeping all the human and elven guards frightened, and try to stage a jailbreak. However, you don't really know what kind of forces they've got in town. You could use the secret catacomb tunnel to under the bridge to sneak in to the temple, which would land you right in the center of the orc stronghold.
Yeah, that's the thing that concerns me. We would be right in the center of the orc stronghold.
What would we also start? Maybe we can also start training these guys to be better fighters.
Yeah. You could also feed them so they're not, you know, starving all the time.
That's true.
That would go a long way.
You also have the bandits. There are 8 of them. There were 10, but James blew 2 of them up.
For a good reason.
We're going to keep reminding you.
And we got Davos and Gilda. They can help us out.
Indeed.
I mean, we're not without means. It's just we need more people on our side.
We need a plan.
Yeah.
I agree with Pendril. I think tomorrow we should scout the river and see if we can find what is causing that. I think just the fact that restarting the river would probably do much to boost the morale of the people of Nettle.
Well, and it would definitely relax the control of the guards, the orc guards.
Yeah.
Certainly serve to drive out some of the forces who would be going and checking why this.
You know,
that's true.
Yeah,
and if we see any of those meat golems on the way, we can take them out.
Ugh, I forgot about those.
We can cook them and eat them.
Many of us
would forget about them. You would not want to eat golems. They forced me to eat one.
I saw one of them once in my travels. I believe he wanted to be a troubadour.
He was a troubadour at the end.
Mitch was a troubadour.
Mitch was...
Mitch Troubadour!
Yeah, he was a troubadour at the end.
He was, however, still chained to Hanselby the Fallen, who was sort of acting as his manager.
Yeah.
So they were going around with their wagon and their slaves... singing songs and entering chili contests.
So he got a job promotion.
Yeah.
And he doesn't pull the car anymore.
That's true. All right. So we should sleep.
Yes.
Which heals us and levels up if we have the XP.
Okay. Well, I'm going to urinate while my character sleeps.
How much XP to level up?
Your level plus 7.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm 2 away.
I'm 1 away.
I'm clear. I think I have 8 right now.
How much do we heal when we sleep?
4, 5, 6, 7. Half your max HP.
Oh,
all right. It's on the special.
Well, I didn't get her.
Yeah, so I heal back 10 points out of the 6, so that's fine.
And I'm going to say that you guys don't have to post a watch, because the only significant threats are the bandits that you're in camp with.
Well, it says when you make a camp... You settle into a rest and consume a ration, but you said we have food, so
Since you hunted, you don't
have to. If you're dangerous, decide the watch order as well. If you have enough XP, you may level up. When you wake up from at least a few interrupted hours of sleep, heal damage equal to half your max HP. Alright, so I burn all 8 XP. I go to level 2.
I'm going to say that you can ask Gilda or Davos to take a watch.
Okay.
And they will keep anything from...
I'll ask you guys, should I go with the move that lets me get plus 1 armor so long as my feet are on the ground, or the one that lets me call upon the primal spirits of fire, water, earth, or air?
Up to you.
I'm probably going to go with the one. However, the problem with that is, out of 10 plus, choose 2 effects. On a 7 to 9, choose 1. On a miss, some catastrophe occurs as a result of your calling. So... yeah.
Shut that goddamn cast up, Eric.
No. It's free to speak.
Well, which would you prefer?
Casts don't have rights.
I don't know. I mean, I could choose from more than that. Those are just the ones that might be the most useful right now. I can get visions. I could do more damage as an animal, which is might be useful. I could take a thing that lets me talk to rocks.
So what's your the one that with the elements? Mm-hmm. What's your modifier to like what?
Wisdom.
And that's plus what?
It's my best one, though.
Plus 2?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that makes it so that at least half the time you're succeeding, right?
Yeah.
More than half the time, because 7 plus, you at least succeed.
Yeah. I might go with that one.
I mean, it's bad, the pretty bad stuff when you don't, but at least the odds are in your favor.
You see the spirits in the sand, the sea, and the stone. You may now apply your spirit tongue, shape-shifting, and studied essence. Ooh, I could shape-shift into inanimate objects.
Ooh.
Inanimate natural objects.
Ow.
Plants and rocks. Or creatures made thereof, as well as animals.
Just turn into a rock and then I just throw you at people.
Thing talker form could be exact copies or could be mobile, vaguely humanoid-shaped entities. I could turn into a rock golem.
Oh, I see.
That'd be freaking awesome.
I could turn into an ambulatory flower.
Yay!
Oh, I guess.
This is our friend, the chrysanthemum.
You know, if you put Viagra in a flower's water, it'll actually make it erect more days than it passed its life.
Really?
Things you learn from the internet.
Oh, it's more than 6 hours you have to call the plant doctor.
I have so many good options.
See, Alex, if you let me heal you more often, I would have enough XP to actually do something.
Just heal me before.
I did, but the first few times you said, no, I'm going to sleep anyway.
I said it once. And then you healed me anyway.
That was today. The last time we played.
The last time I ended the last game with like 15 HP.
James, to be fair, The same. You said that it's the same effect that blows people up that you use to heal people.
Yeah.
It's just less intense. No,
yeah.
In a different color.
Right. Instead of filling them up to the bursting point with life energy, they literally pop. You just heal them.
I'm gonna pop you.
It was an accident, I swear.
Oh man, I really don't know which one to
take. Can I use a magic to change out his voice?
Maybe at some future point.
We'll
invent our own move that can change Avon's voice.
Is it an enchantment that is a. His voice is enchanted to do that.
Oh god, you gotta be talking.
Alright. Elemental mastery.
I'm not sure if that's better.
I can summon spirits of fire. And you get plus one to stats.
Okay, so it says,
oh, look at me.
On a miss, some catastrophe, you can choose two effects or one effect. The effect you desire comes to pass. You avoid paying nature's price, or you retain control.
Yeah.
Cool.
Choose one of your stats and increase it by one. Changing your constitution increases your maximum and current HP. Mm-hmm. So when do you lose? Oh, if I raise my charisma to 9, I lose my minus 1.
Yes.
But that's still. What does 10 give you a bonus?
No. Hang on, I'll find the chart.
You gain a level.
It's for some reason it's different than the usual D&D.
But you have a minus 1 for 9?
For the 8. Yeah.
I get it now. Wait, it says I can choose from 2 to 5 or whatever.
All right.
From levels 2 to 5.
So this is
you choose one of them.
This is the way that goes. 6 to 8 is minus 1, 9 to 12 is 0. No. 13 to 15 is plus 1. 16 to 17 is plus 2, and 18 is plus 3, and 18 is the absolute human maximum.
Right. What about the absolute elf maximum?
Well, it's also the absolute elf maximum.
I think I might go with
you and elf maximum.
Oh, it's your HP maximum? Is 6 plus constitution. Wait.
Was it like Maxim magazine?
Yeah.
Oh, so my max is 19, not 20. But I'm going to increase my constitution by 1. So now my max HP is 20.
Okay.
Max HP is... Wow, I did not math last time. Luckily, I didn't get that low. So.
Pi. We made all those math puns.
We did. I was too mathed out by the time we started.
Oh, Jesus. All
right.
All right, so what's the plan? Are you guys going to try to infiltrate the town? You're going to go... north of the river to see what's...
I guess we're going to do the river?
Inspect the rivers.
Sure.
Inspect.
Do-do-do-do-do. Inspect the rivers.
All right, so everybody give me discern realities.
Right. Do you want me to turn into a bird and, like, fly above us so I can watch
out?
The
griffins can also be used as mounts.
I don't know if we want to use them yet, because a griffin is kind of...
I mean, they should come with... Well, how far... Like, how long of a journey is this? Like,
The river runs up into the mountains. Depending on where the obstruction is, it could be days.
Okay. So...
Maybe. I mean, I didn't want to pull them out instantly.
They'll stay with us, right? They're not like a one-and-done thing?
Yeah, no.
Let's ask them. Let's say we're going to go on a journey to the river. Let's build up a... All right.
As long as Gilda needs to kill something, and
right,
we can't let Gilda get hurt.
The way the cost works is, as long as you pay the cost once a session, that'll satisfy it.
Which is Gilda killing things?
Right. So if she gets to kill something before the end of this game, she'll be fine.
Does it have to be a something, or can I just say, hey, look, let's go hunt some elk?
No, she wants like, murder and battle.
And peace, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
And,
she has to kill a person every time? Or a monster?
What is it? A person, a monster, which,
okay.
You know...
As long as it's not just like, oh, we're hunting for food.
Yeah.
It has to be something significant.
It has to be something significant.
Okay. Oh, man, that elk, that moose is like 6 foot tall. I mean, would that count?
She gives you a half-hearted eagle snort.
She says no.
Yeah.
Can we, like... So there's less chance of her getting hurt. Can we weaken something a bit and then have her get the killing blow? Will that satisfy it?
That will probably satisfy her, although if you do that too often, then she will probably start to lose loyalty.
Right, that makes sense.
Well, why don't we see what the problem is first and then find out if there's even anything that needs killing? It could just be a bunch of rambunctious beavers.
Well, I'm just asking if they want to go on a nice little adventure, a nice trip with
them. All right, so I'm going to go to the Griffins and ask them if they would like to accompany us to find the source of the stopped river, or find out why the river has stopped.
We will come. You are worthy.
Thank you.
We're not worthy. Want to hang out? Have some chips?
Are we gonna ride them, or are you gonna?
Let's walk. We don't want to ride. There's four of us. Only two of them.
I could turn into a griffin.
Yeah, you're gonna let someone ride you?
Depends who it is. Avon could ride me. We are blood brothers.
Well, these two aren't worthy, though. They might not let them ride.
Well, that's why Avon could ride me. Well, I'll ask the griffins. Would they let
Barnabas?
Would you let Barnabas ride you? Or is it only me and Meyer? Barnabas or Avon?
Avon? Is it Avon?
Avon. Avon. Avon.
Avon. I have an A-V-O-N.
We must gauge for ourselves whether they are worthy.
If either of you would like to ride one of the griffins, they have said they have to gauge whether or not you are worthy.
I would be happy to, prove myself.
That is what prove one's worth.
Exactly.
Lay down your weapons, be real nice. Griffins like to be flattered.
Basically what Pendril did last time. You have to show that you have no violent intention. You have to let them come up and,
sniff you
and...
Right, well, my weapons are already sheathed.
I don't have a weapon. I have a stick.
I would like to perhaps go to them and bow in front of them, let them...
Lay down your sword. Both that's in character, I'm like, lay down your sword.
Both of you guys make me parlay.
Seven.
It's a charisma roll.
Seven. I ain't doing so well. Nope.
Alright, so I suppose then
I wasn't even attempting, in all honesty.
Here's the thing, Eric, you are going to need to lay down your sword.
I will do that in front of them and lay down my sword.
Gives an epic rap and takes the sword and drops it.
The griffin just takes it and flops it.
Sucker!
You owe me a new sword.
There was a plan the whole time was to steal that sword. We came in, we're like, man, I want to get that sword.
I have buried it somewhere.
That is a bomb-ass sword. For some reason, that's Heather Griffin's stuff.
Does it?
All right, so I'll lay down my sword. I'll give them a bow, and cool.
Yeah, they come up to you. It's kind of intimidating because they are giant eagle lions. They sniff you and walk around you in circles and get all up in your grill. But eventually, Davos nods.
Yay. Griffin's like me now.
How do you like me now?
May I...
And James, what did you get?
May I pick my sword back up?
I wasn't attempting, in all honesty, but I did roll a 4.
When you fail.
Only rolled a 4.
So you mark off an XP.
Safe to pick my sword back up now?
Yes.
Once they judge you well...
I gotta give him a pat back. You're worthy, Barnes.
All right. Excellent.
Avon,
I'm happy to be judged worthy by such noble creatures.
It doesn't go so well for you.
They
start to approach, and you get a little bit skittish. So you hold up your staff in front of you, and they take a few steps back, and Gilda roar caws at you, and it's very frightening.
That's very intimidating.
They just suddenly get to know you better, maybe.
All right. Well, in any case, I got 12 for turning into a griffin, so Avon can ride me.
You get 3 for turning into a griffin. You turn into a frog.
Damn it.
Ride me!
I think I might squish you.
I said ride me, damn it!
Just make me feel better. Stand over me with your feet spread and jump when I do.
There's a move I can take where if I take damage while shape-shifting, I can turn back to my regular form and not get the damage. So if I was a frog and James like almost killed me, like, yeah!
Oh, son of a bitch!
You told me to try. I didn't want to hurt your ego.
So, Taros, you hear Gilda... say something about how she doesn't like the way that one smells.
I
did live in an abandoned fortress for 6 years.
I turn into a griffin and walk over to her and I say, I understand. He is unpleasant at times.
I haven't combed my hair in months.
I say it in griffin. Jeez.
They are having a roar squawk conversation.
Okay.
Avon, climb on.
I wish I
knew. Okay.
I could speak Griff.
It's really not that interesting of a language.
Just like have a nice conversation with Dave with that one.
Well, just try roaring a squawk. Let me
see what you got. Bottomus, can you help me up? I can't.
Oh, God, no. No. Don't do that again.
That's our word.
Gilda's eyes go wide, and Davos.
point
Davos starts to growl.
No, friends. He knows not what he says.
I point at Avon. Blame him.
Barnabas, can you help me up? I can't lift my robe up high enough.
Yes, certainly. I'm a fairly strong man, so...
And I'm kind of thin, so... just
I feel like you just...
What's your strength?
With the amount, I can't even look back. I'm sorry.
what's your strength?
13.
Just throws me up.
I kind of picks you up by the back of the rope.
There you go, sir. I guess I'll be riding Davos, because he's the one who nodded and approved me.
Yeah. And
I get so lucky later.
Oh, I get 3 moves. Would one of them be clawing, I guess, again?
Okay, so the griffin moves are...
Oh, griffins have moves.
I'll give you... What's your bottle, class damage?
Battle opener?
D6.
D6?
Twist.
All right, I'll let you... Since griffins are larger, I'll let you upgrade to their D8 plus 3 damage.
Ooh.
While you're in griffin form.
Fair enough.
I think it's...
Their moves are carry an ally aloft.
Yeah, all right, that's one of them.
strike from above, and judge someone's worthiness.
Whoa.
All right, so that's one of my moves then, is carrying an ally aloft, which I'm doing right now. So, you're welcome, James. I just used a move on you.
Thank you, friend.
I'm not sure where judge their worthiness would come from.
Maybe. Is it like a magical judge worthiness, or...?
They just have an innate sense.
So, like, if I did that as a griffin, I would have a better sense of someone's worthiness?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
You have been weighed.
You always, like...
You have been measured.
You know what you could... Are you good for? If you go on the campus, see if there's, like, a spy, maybe?
What I'd have to do is, like, each person individually.
Okay. And also, I could, I have senses that pierce lies as long as I'm on this quest.
She says, as long as I'm on this griffin.
Just got here, but that's also a danger.
It's a very specific spell that you picked beforehand. Like, you have to be riding a griffin. Maybe how'd you know
we were
riding
ourselves?
We just really lucked out.
Be careful.
Yeah, we should... As we take to the skies, you could bring that up.
What?
I think maybe we should keep our plans to ourselves or to the small group, because we don't know who might... Maybe there's a... Like, I'm sure it's not the... It's a possibility that there could be spies in the group.
Or one of us could sell us out for personal gain.
Well, I will let you guys... What would that be?
Wisdom?
Wait, I don't know, for what?
To see if anybody in the group is crooked. Either discern reality or...
Yeah. I mean, you know, let's say it's you know, it's... If they're wrong, but they're desperate.
Yeah,
they're
starving.
Right now or just in general?
Right now.
Like, okay.
Anybody who wants to, you know, just get... you get to answer those questions.
I got a 6, so I failed.
Discern reality.
Let's go to the next page.
Well, I would like to say... Well, I'll try anyway. Oh, I got...
That's my voice.
13.
I got 13.
No, 12. I didn't have a modifier for that one.
I got a... What's discerned is with...
10.
Wisdom, right?
It's on the basic move sheet.
Yeah,
I got 10.
I'm pretty sure.
So, Eric, you get to ask me 3 questions.
I also got a 10.
I'm going to...
I got a 10.
I got a 5.
And I'm
yes, 10.
Well,
and
I'm stupid.
Saying,
I can even do it with that,
and
I can ask each person, you know...
Are you a traitor?
Their loyalties. And I would know if they're lying.
That's true. But
are you planning on selling us out for personal gain?
Well, this would be like, hey, that guy's kind of shifty. We should talk
right,
to him.
Right, basically. To get an idea
yeah,
of
I mean,
who's on the level.
They're desperate.
All right,
that's
well,
what I'm saying.
I mean, I did have... I guess I can say what here is not what it appears to be. It would be one that I could hear.
All right. What here is not what it appears to be. Barrow, the one who peed himself and ran away and has been markedly silent around all of you,
mm-hmm.
Seems to be a little bit more well fed than the others. He's a little he seems a little healthier, a little stronger. You don't know why. He could be hoarding food for himself. Maybe he was just fat. But he seems to be holding up a little bit better.
I'm trying to see if there's any other questions that would be of use here. I mean,
what should I be on the lookout for?
Yeah, that's the next one I was going to go with. That was the only other one I could see.
I mean, between the three of us, we have 9 questions. I mean, so we could pretty much just ask all of them.
What should you be on the lookout for?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody going off by themselves to make reports or maybe leaving notes or any kind of
cool.
Disappearing, wandering off by themselves, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a traitor among you, you would guess that they would probably be sending reports to... the guard somehow.
Well, to see if it, in case there is someone who has done that, what happened here recently? Would that be something I could
apply
to this situation here?
Well, let's say you notice in Barrow's sleeping pack.
No.
There is a sheaf of parchment, ink-stained parchment, a vial of ink, and a worn-out quill.
Oh.
Barrow. You shady son of a bitch.
I'm gonna eat him.
So yes, perhaps we should... well, do you guys want to ask your questions?
Well, only one of us need to add 3, because there's only 6 questions I ask.
Yeah, that's between the 3 of us, we can ask we can ask 9 questions, so, I mean... Yeah, unless we want Ryan to constantly repeat himself, or he wants to just go...
For our amusement.
Go for it, James. I'm not that wise anyway. It was a really good roll.
It's not you feel like you wasted it on that?
Well, it's just not... I'm not a wise guy... I rolled 11 and then -1. I got a 10. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. But normally I'm not wise, so you can go for it.
What here is useful or valuable to me?
Alex, he's going to fly you.
Oh, Alex, you're such a doll.
I am.
If there were a traitor in your midst, they might be able to give you some intel about the city guard patrol or maybe the orc army.
Okay.
How they've been reporting, who they've been reporting to, that sort of thing. Depends on, you know, also when you want to drop that bomb that you know.
All right. Who's really in control here?
Rothschild seems to be the leader of the group, but they're relatively egalitarian. There's, you know, they all just do what needs to get done. They all, however, seem rather listless because they're all malnourished and tired and sickly from living in the woods.
Could you ask what here?
What is about?
Yeah,
that's the last one. Because okay. What happened recently says what was next is what is about to happen. Right.
All right. So what is about to happen? We're gonna get ambushed by guards.
Oh, Mr. Bell. Oh, no. Mr. Bell. All
right. Yeah. So what is about to happen?
Looks like there's about to be a fight. Between Rothschild and Barrow.
Oh boy.
Oh wait, so we haven't left yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
They'll say as you're leaving, you guys are sort of scoping things out.
I kind of.
Barrow is arguing that they should get a party together and go down to the road and find someone else to rob, because you guys are obviously leaving. You did bail them out. You provided them with some food, but they don't know how long you're going to be gone, and they don't know if they're going to run out. But they need to waylay some travelers and take what they can get.
You don't have to. Hey, listen, Barry. You don't have to resort to attacking people. First of all, you said there's not many people coming around here. Second of all,
I was trying to catch up before that happens.
Thanks a lot, Cassie.
Sorry, I tried to catch up before that happens. Where do we have paper towels?
Son of a bitch.
All of you, paper?
Oh no, everyone. Okay, for the listeners, there's people listening. There's acid everywhere, and people are dead.
Alright, folks, we're gonna clean up this acid spill. We'll be back.
No.
All right, everybody, we're back.
It's been five years.
The acid spill has been averted. Unfortunately,
cleaned up.
Cleaned up. We had to wait for the environment to heal itself.
We lost James.
James is a robot.
James is dead.
A clone robot.
We had to.
Hi, I'm James's twin. I'm Jeffrey.
We had to create an AI replica of James.
I think we missed a few parts.
That thing's
designed to emulate his personality.
But thinks it's his twin.
Terrible.
Ryan, this is all in your mind. Why do you do these things?
Hi, I'm James.
Someone hit him. He's skipping again.
At least he didn't get stuck in the. I have no.
I was really hoping you were going to finish that sentence with "I have no desire to kill."
Oh god.
Anyway,
he does have a desire to kill, though.
Oh, he does.
So
within my programming,
you guys have.
In his programming.
Notice that maybe Barrow is a traitor who has been sending reports back to the city guard or the orc army, you don't know which. And he is trying to get them to go back to the road and steal more things from people.
All right, I'm going to be charming and open with him. I speak frankly with someone.
And I'll listen in because
that was my starting moves.
And I'll be a griffin.
Can I see the sheet?
Yeah. I'll be a wizard riding a griffin.
Because if he says something that is a lie,
we're just sitting there. Guys, come on, let's go.
Guys, we're gonna.
No desire to kill.
I have no desire to kill you people.
Desire to kill rising.
I have no desire to kill.
Fading.
Now.
Rising?
Right now.
Fading.
I don't think that that's a role. I think you just... You get to ask, you know, it's basically...
I ask and then you ask?
I ask, yeah. You ask and then...
All right, so I'm going to do that.
Quid pro row.
And I'm going to go out... I'm going to... Barrow...
Are you taking him over to the side, or are you just doing this in front of everybody?
I think it'd be better if you take him to the side. If you take him in front of everybody, you might publicly lynch him.
Yes.
Most lynchings are public.
Rothschild, can I just... Barrow at the side, maybe.
Yes, maybe you can talk some sense into him.
All right.
It's called Barra, because it's kind of the...
Barra. What the fuck?
Listen, Barra. Can I ask
you... What do you want?
Can I ask you, man, who do you serve?
Who does number two work for?
He's kind of taken aback by your question. And he sees the very serious, somber, you know, look in your eye. And he says...
Yo, mama!
Not Rothschild. This band of fools trying to eke out a living.
The cat?
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I was once Lord Edwardson's steward.
Yeah.
My loyalties are to the Lord Mayor. As should yours. As should yours be.
I haven't been in this town for 12 years, man.
That may be, but you are still a Nettler.
And they say it with all sincerity.
Yes, he did.
And full of pride, even.
Heaven's the monkey choice.
He's gonna say, how can I get you to pledge your loyalty to the Lord?
By having sex with me.
Don't say that.
No. Listen. He needs to get this orc occupation out of Nettle, so maybe us Nettlers could
retake it.
We can rebuild. We take it and rebuild it to the once grand, the once grand town it was.
Will you? Won't you? And Lord Edwardson has a definite investment in seeing Nettle return to its former glory. These are his lands. He was granted that title by his brother-in-law, the king.
Yeah.
Failing in his duties as Lord Mayor would be a great embarrassment to all of the entire Edwardson family.
All right. So
Earth will not have you commoners trying to foist him out of power.
Alright. Well, he also, listen, this guy, he has to, the Lord has to work on also talking to us. He can't look, well, I mean, he's the Lord, so I guess he looks down on us, but he has to be
this is divine right. He
has to be a nicer kinder Lord. Open-minded would be the word I would use. But, alright, so... So, have you been sending him... How have you been sending him messages?
Through the poop chute.
That's weird.
We use carrier pigeons.
That's new.
Alright.
And even what he's been helping, feeding, and he's probably giving food and stuff like that.
He has made known to me where certain stores of food have been made, secreted away.
Outside of the. And you haven't been helping us, helping these guys out, these group?
Listen, I shouldn't have even spoken to you about this.
Have you told him that we're here? Does he know that?
I'm not at liberty to say what I've told the Lord. My reports are accurate and timely.
I'm going to blow him up with a fireball.
Eric, you're the one who can tell when people are lying. Would you like to get involved in this conversation?
Well, I've been listening in, and because I'm not, I figure I let the bard do the talking. But I mean, I was if anything sounded like it might have been fishy, I was going to ask you if it was true. But then when he said, you know, I'm not at liberty to say.
I'm gonna.
When he said my reports are accurate and timely,
mm-hmm.
he's lying.
Alright, I'm going to try to parlay with him.
That son of a bitch.
I have reason, sir, to not believe your statements there. I can see the deceit in your eyes.
He gets all indignant. Well, listen. I don't know on what authority you've presumed to accuse me of perjuring myself here. But
I speak on authority of Tecumseh, who powers us and who guides us through life. I am authority, and you will tell me if you have told us. I'm trying to use I am the law on him.
Okay.
I am the law.
Swear to me. I won.
A 9. So it says on a 7 plus, they choose... Oh, crap. On a 7 plus, they choose one. Do what you say, back away cautiously, then flee or attack us.
If he gets to choose, then that's what he's going to do. The second one, he is going to. He takes a few, he takes a few steps back, and then he runs off into the woods.
Did anyone get to try to stop him?
All right,
I'm a griffin.
I'm not very fast.
I can shoot fireballs.
All right, I'm a griffin with a wizard on my back. I can shoot fireballs.
Oh God, that's a deadly combination. Thinking about that now, that's just terrible.
Wait, I guess you might not be on my back yet, but I am a griffin.
Oh no, I am on your back.
How do you guys want to play this? Because
I don't want to kill him.
From what you've seen, he's a sniveling little idiot who is hoarding food, supposedly out here on some kind of mission, which he hasn't really been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to kill him, but we should stop him.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to go after him and grab him.
I almost said Bernard.
Oh, you have a Bernard?
Yeah. Like a Saint Bernard or just some guy?
No, I had Barnabas help me on your back before. Remember?
Yeah.
So I am riding you.
All right.
All right. So Alex, activated Dex move.
All right.
And James, what are you doing?
I'm on his back, so...
He's coming with me.
I'm going with
him. That's 9.
All right, and he's going to defy danger to try to get away. I don't have a dex score for him. He got a 10.
Damn it.
Can I try to, defend? And in defend, you can open up the attacker to an ally, so can I, shoot, an arrow near him so he has to dodge into Alex?
You have a bow and arrow?
Yeah. I have a bow and arrow and a short sword.
Alright, so yeah, go ahead and activate that move.
Okay, so 10.
That would give Alex plus 1, which would allow him to...
On a 7 to 9, I gotta hold 1.
So you get to choose one of those things.
Alright, so yeah, I'll open him up.
Alright, so Alex, that's I'll say that gave you plus 1 to your catch up to.
As he catches up to him, I want to jump off and tackle him.
Barrow does not disappear into the pine trees, into the woods.
Damn straight.
I figure he's hovering over him, so I'll just jump off and tackle him.
All right.
That dex?
Activated dex move. You don't really want to do damage.
No, as I said, I just want to tackle him.
You know what? Go with...
I only have 3 hours.
Go with aid or impede.
What?
Interfere.
I only have 3 hours. I'll get my arrow back.
Arrow?
When you help or hinder someone you have a bond with...
I didn't realize you had a bow and arrow.
Oh, that has to be someone you have a bond with.
Well, I have a bond with that.
He has a bond with me. Or I have a bond with
him. Alright, so I'll say this. If you help Alex, that'll allow him to catch up. So you roll plus however many bonds you share with Alex.
I don't have a sword.
I have a sword.
So I just roll 2 and add my bond with Alex?
Yes.
Yeah. Alright, so 11.
Alright, so Alex gets another plus 1. So I'll say...
Puts me at 11, though.
Yeah, that puts you at 11. So I'll say that Pendril's arrow goes soaring through the air and impacts on a tree, driving Barrow running out into a clearing, which allows Taros to keep up with him.
Well, if I got an 11, wouldn't I, like, get him?
Well, I'm just trying to incorporate everybody's...
Gotcha.
And then James is able to pull off that move where he...
Oh, Pendril's arrow. Okay, sorry.
Right, Pendril's arrow. Avon is able to pull off the move where he leaps off your back and tackles Barrow. So you've got him on the ground.
And then I land next to him and growl, caw.
I guess I catch up and like get my arrow.
I'd eventually catch up. I'm not a very fast person.
Well, we should drag him back to camp too.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, arrow.
Well, yeah, we'll still get it back.
Apparently, I only have 3 arrows. it says bundle of arrows, 3 ammo, 3 arrows.
So, we'll say that you're able to pull it out and it's fine. Pull it out of the. The pine trunk.
I'm a beginner adventurer. I only have 3. It's all right. I'm poor.
Can somebody give me some rope and I'll tie him up?
Barnabas, you approach the group at about this point. Barrow is struggling. You'll pay for this when the rightful Barrow. Government of
Barrow
Nettle is restored.
We need to work together.
We're trying to restore.
You do know we have your nuts in a vice right now. We have 2 griffins who would love to eat you. And if we tell anybody in that group right now of what you're doing, they're gonna lynch you.
They'd probably eat him too.
Meyer, make me parlay because you have leverage.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What'd I get? 8.
8.
So
yeah, you get up on his, you get all up in his face, and you know,
yeah.
we have all of these people ready to hurt you. You know, we don't need you. He looks you straight in the eye and he says, "I don't believe you." So basically, what that means is he's scared, but you have to do something to prove that you're actually willing to back up.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Oh, wait, let's just start dragging him into town.
No, I'm gonna whistle.
Well, not into town.
The griffins.
I'm gonna whistle for. Okay, I'm gonna whistle and say, "Gilda, come here."
We'll say that Gilda recognizes her name, so she comes soaring through the air, lands in the clearing, and you know, caw roars and starts to slowly approach.
Barrow.
And he skitters back. No, you wouldn't dare.
He is bloodthirsty. We're here to save our town. My mom and sister are killed prisoner. Of course I'm gonna...
You're anarchists. You want to destabilize the social order.
Who said any of those things?
We want to drive out the
orcs. I heard you talking last night.
We were talking about driving out the orcs.
Friend, if you're going to accuse somebody, at least accuse them of something they're actually doing.
What are we going to do to the king's brother-in-law? If we do anything, we're screwed.
Get facts straight, silly.
And I assume if Lord Edwardson were conveniently to die while you were
we're not gonna kill him at all. I wasn't part of the plan whatsoever.
No one said anything about killing any humans or elves.
We only wish to get the orcs out of town and restore it to its original rulership.
I mean, I was talking about accounts.
I could also use more pipe weed.
Very well. If I have somebody, give me another parlay because you've convinced
not me.
You've convinced him that he shouldn't do anything.
Me again.
I would have rolled a 3, so no, not me.
Yeah, I went to kind of.
I got an 8 again.
Charisma.
Charisma.
Yeah.
5. I get -1 on anything charisma.
Yeah, me too.
Related.
I think my next skill point is going to go in that, to at least lose my penalty for charisma rolls.
Yeah, I'm going to do wisdom.
He says, I want your assurances that you will do everything you can to protect the Lord and his property. I want that one, and he points at Barnabas. I want that one to swear by his God.
I was going to swear on the fireball I was going to use to blow you up, but okay. All right,
go for it.
That he will do whatever it takes to preserve Lord Edwardson's body and property.
Now, Alex, you're the one who went out and... Did you give us information on Lord Edwardson? I forget.
It seems like he's being manipulated by the orcs, but that's all I can really tell.
And he's a shit guy.
He
was a shit stain beforehand. Yeah. You guys all remember how mismanaged things were, and how, you know, as we said in the fiasco, he gets to make the laws, so he taxes the shit out of everybody.
In this quest, we seek only to drive the orcs out. We will not, by my word, harm him in this quest.
He looks at you, swear on your God. He wants you to say, you know, in Tecumseh's name, I pledge that I will
not hurt.
In Tecumseh's name, I pledge that I, on this quest, will not bring any harm.
You will not allow any harm.
I will not allow any harm during this quest to Edwardson?
Lord Edwardson. All right, you swore an oath on your God's name. That's good enough for him.
Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to go investigate the river, and you're going to conveniently find a hidden cache of food for help feed this group of starving people. And if we come back and they haven't found that hidden cache yet, I'm going to just... Right, I just want to bring up how you've been fucking us this whole goddamn time. Or God's damn time.
And then I'll peck your liver out.
I think we should just torture him and let him live.
He whimpers and he goes, yes, fine. I'll give them the food. Whatever you say.
Good lad.
Also, give them a jaunty dance while you're feeding them. Everybody loves dinner in a show.
Now
change your fucking pants.
Because, you know, he has pissed himself again.
I'm going to roar at him again. But a griffin roar this time.
Yeah. He adds a little something else to that. He's got to scoop out his underwear again. Because he is a coward.
Come, comrades. We have a river to investigate.
Yeah.
Is it the river?
Alright, so you guys hop on your griffins.
I'm going to first ask him. I'm like, Gilda, may I go on your back and ride you?
Yeah, she hunkers down so that you can, climb on her.
Thank you.
And Davos does the same for you.
Give him a nice little...
Barnabas, before you get off, can you lift me up again?
Yes, certainly.
That wizard robes don't really make...
No one asked me if you could get on.
crap. Have you...
Ultimate today. May I place him on?
Taros, can I please ride you? I'll be your friend. If there's a peculiar spot, you want me to pet you while I'm on the back.
Well, all right.
Place.
Akas, make me wisdom.
Gilda's not a big one.
10.
Gilda's looking 10? At you coyly.
You hear kind of a whispered, I wouldn't mind getting on.
Whoa!
And Davos gives her a very withering,
fuck that griffin.
Hurt so that might fuck things up as well. If you're going to spend a lot of time in griffin form...
Well, we'll find out. I don't know how much time I'm going to spend in griffin form. Maybe I'll spend a little bit more now.
Oh!
Whoa!
You may have to fight an angry griffin.
That's all right.
On a griffin hotness scale from 1 to 10, how hot is Gilda?
You're not sure. Because you don't really have, you know...
Could I turn into a dire griffin to fight him?
No.
No.
It's like a griffin.
Only dire.
Like, how's her feather plume?
Her plumage?
You don't really have... You don't
she
really
has
have
very
the same
well-clocked
aesthetic.
Feathers.
Yes, she's, her feathers are very well... Very well kept. She prunes herself.
Oh, that's nice.
All right. Anyway, River. I'll worry about fucking griffins later.
Literally.
They're lowest griffins to look at.
So you guys fly over the river. As I said, the water has dried to a trickle. Barely a stream, still enough to provide drinking water, but not nearly the volume of what it once was.
I'm using two hold now because James is riding me again. You son of a bitch, James.
Literally.
It's so sad. I apologize. I'll say that you don't have to use the hold.
Okay.
You know, because that whole scene with Barrow just kind of came up, so
right.
I'm not going to.
What a shit.
He's not going to penis you for it.
Thank
right.
you, God.
I'm not going to be a dick about that. So everybody can make me discerning realities.
I don't want
to. Oh. I got a 12.
I failed.
I also failed.
Do I get
so you guys can mark off XP.
Damn it. I didn't fail.
Akash, you can ask me 3 questions.
No, wait. I did fail.
Well, all right. So good thing I rolled well. this is for the river.
7-9, yeah, I failed. Yeah.
For the river. What happened here recently?
How can he give us the answer without giving us the answer?
Let's see.
Good one, Alex.
That's a
good one.
Good
job.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah,
good
buddy.
Good job.
Yeah.
Seven.
I broke God.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that proved that he's not... Oh, God.
So at least that means that...
I'm the babblefish.
You proved there is a God.
Oh, dear, said God. He probably vanished in a puff of light.
I proved there's a God by killing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of life as we know it just ceased to exist.
Or maybe I become God. Keep what you kill.
If the river just dried up naturally...
Mm-hmm.
There should be all kinds of...
Damn.
If there were freshwater fish, there should be fish in the riverbed.
Yeah.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any of that.
So,
that
was right, unfortunately.
So maybe people have been coming to take the fish while they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the wildlife has eaten it.
There would still be...
You also don't see any... you don't see any fauna by the river drinking, which is rather strange, because if the river dried up, wouldn't that destabilize this entire area? Shouldn't the forest be dying? Shouldn't there be dying animals? You don't see any of that.
Okay. What here is not what it appears to be? All right, how about this one first? What should I be on the lookout for?
There are only a couple of places on this river where it could be dammed, if it is being dammed. That is way far upstream in the mountains. I'm going to just try to...
The hills are alive. I know.
I know they say.
With the sound of drums.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
You know what that one guy from WWE says, right?
If you guys started off somewhere down here, so you've basically been traveling north around the length of the river. Most of the places where someone could build a dam are around here by Chillfinger Falls.
Okay.
I thought his name wasn't there. But
and so we're still like down here?
Yeah.
Okay. And
You can go with what here is not what it appears.
Yeah, what here is not what it appears to be.
This should be a drought, but it's not.
Okay.
Nothing. The forest seems to be doing okay. You do see animals and wildlife, and they don't seem to be dying of thirst.
Okay, so it seems like it's only affecting the town.
Mainly because that was our livelihood, but yeah,
bone silver.
But it's not. They don't even have water for farming, whereas the forest and the animals are fine.
The forest and the animals seem to have seem to be going on as if nothing is wrong.
Wait a second. Give me a moment. I'm just going to swoop down and not even tell James.
Oh, what are you doing? I just like death gripping around your neck.
I'm going to land and try to talk to one of the animals.
All right, we'll say that there's a gazelle.
A gazelle?
Oh, fancy.
It might be kind of scared of the griffin heading down towards it. He's just heading down. It's okay!
It's just sitting there grazing all
sudden. I mean, you no harm.
It's just sitting there grazing all sudden.
It starts to run away, and then you address it, and it looks at you confused.
Hey, did you just say...
I'm a druid of the Northern Wastes, here on a quest.
Oh my god, he's speaking gazelle.
I need to ask you something,
Adam. What did they even
say?
What does that even sound like?
We need another song.
What gazelles make?
Gazelles instead.
What sound do gazelles make?
What does the gazelle say? It's too many syllables.
Look at it! This river seems to be running dry, yet the forest is fine, and the other animals seem to have water to drink.
Oh, yeah, there's another river right over here.
Oh, other river, I should
think. We are protected. The spirits of nature watch over us.
Ah. Do you know what's causing the river to decrease?
Not the spirits of nature, that's for sure. Whackity smackity do.
I do not.
And where do you go when you need to drink?
When we need to drink, there is water.
We drink our own piss.
It just appears?
There are... Springs might be the right word.
In the forest.
Is that gazelle lying?
When we need water, they appear and we drink.
I have a special move, tell when gazelles are lying.
Whoa!
You can spout lore.
I will spout lore.
Well, to see if you know...
Intelligence, let's see. Probably not. No, that's a 4.
That's
okay.
I don't know about gazelles.
So let's see.
Some druid you are. It's like the first class you take.
I don't want to go to the Haunted Heath, guys. That sounds like a
druid logic.
Yeah, you've never heard of anything like this before. Something seems to be sustaining the forest and the animal life. While the town withers.
Right. Almost as if someone cursed the town. Thank you, gazelle.
You will not eat me?
My name is Jerry.
I shall not. And I'll fly away.
The other girl.
I won't eat you as long as you've been honest with me. If I find out you're lying, I will find you. And I will eat you.
I will come back.
I have your scent.
You don't eat me? Not today.
Oh. I'm going to tell them about how the animals are being magically sustained by the spirits of nature.
That's nice.
Oh, well, that's nice for them.
That's a nice...
Everybody else can spout lore.
Damn it, now I regret not taking the thing that lets me talk to the spirits of nature.
I told you
to do it!
I know lore about... My expertise is in the grand history of a known world.
Well, you can still spout lore. You can still spout lore.
I got a 10!
Okay.
Actually, I got an 11.
Intelligence.
I didn't have to use my book. I have books that help that improve that score.
Yeah, I got a 10.
I got an 11. Fuck you! No, it's all right.
Why would you do that?
it.
I'm sorry, but I'm a wizard. I've been living in nature. I should know.
Why does this happen?
Oh, God. No, stop. You're doing it right.
Bless you. Bless you.
We need a new bard.
All right.
We need a new Meyer.
So, James, I'll say, since you have been living in the library for the past 12 years, you said?
I think it was 6 or 8 or something like
that's
that.
That's right. Meyer's been a sex slave for 12 years.
I've been gone for
12 years. You've been gone for
a
sex slave. You've been gone for 6 or 8.
Yeah.
Living in the woods.
Should do some
we'll say in your studies you have encountered several rituals that will protect the wildlife in the event of a drought or some kind of long-lasting natural disaster.
Okay.
So it is possible to cast a spell, say, to prevent the forest and the forest and the animals from dying of thirst and, you know, being depleted.
So would this have to be cast by a nature spirit, or would a humanoid event to have done it with, you know...
You couldn't say who casted it, but it is possible. That's...
All right. It is possible.
Interesting.
I relay that information.
And, Meyer, I'll say before you were taken by the ogres, you actually... were
BSS before sex slave.
Before being a sex slave.
BASS and ASS.
You picked up somewhere that in cases where the civilized races have impinged upon nature to an unhealthy degree. Anytime men or elves or dwarves are rapacious with their exploitation of the natural world, they sometimes can face a backlash from the spirits of nature.
They're punishing us for lumbering.
Could be.
Where did you learn that? Because it says I can ask you.
Oh, where did I learn that? It's
one of the ogre's bedrooms.
It's a song about a bunch of dwarves. The song goes about a bunch of dwarves who
mine too much.
They went too far into the mine, and as punishment, the mountain gods caved them in. Well, like I said, first they say, you know, stop this, please.
Hey,
please. If you don't stop, we will punish you. And they always lie, like, no, we promise. And they kept asking a couple times, and then finally they said, all right, enough. And they stopped too deep.
It was about the hubris and greed of the dwarves.
Yes.
And you sort of apply that to this situation. Well, especially if you kind of figure out that. If the orc army was pushing the town to its limits to squeeze every ounce of value out of it that they possibly could, maybe the lumber business had been going full tilt.
Yeah.
And the spirits of nature could not abide that.
Yeah.
So they dried the river so that the human civilization would wither on the vine, so to speak. To punish them for their excess.
Well, then I suppose we should make nice with the forests.
Yeah, how do we do that? Does anyone can speak to the forest?
We could plant more trees.
Not yet.
Try.
I need to get 9 XP before I can talk to them. I need 7 XP to talk to the spirits of the forest. We should continue our travels upriver. Maybe there is also some physical obstruction.
Yeah, okay.
There could be a physical obstruction that nature's just protecting the animals.
Forest spirits pissed.
I'm gonna keep on, keep on, keep on.
So
flying.
All of you give me discern realities again.
Yeah,
I'm better.
I'm not gonna make you roll to make camp or anything because you are on wing.
I got a 9.
I failed again.
Reality with 8.
9.
And James,
I didn't make it.
I got 6.
All right. So. Avon, you are too busy
holding on for dear life.
Clinging to dear life to Taros.
I may have done a barrel roll.
He's doing loop the loops.
I mean,
and
he has
just,
one each.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Stop this.
Oh, check this one out.
Avon is green.
Oh.
And
yeah, you're showing off a little too.
If you throw up on me, you have to clean my feathers.
Barnabas,
don't show off too much for Gilda.
Barnabas,
Gilda.
You're on
Davos.
Davos. I'll say this. Davos, because Taros is showing off. He is also doing all kinds of aerial acrobatics.
Okay,
he's performing a griffin mating ritual in the sky.
Do griffins normally do this?
Taros.
What?
Stop showing off.
You feel? Could he feel Gilda's?
Wait, you don't know
like
Gilda
works, right? Since he's riding Gilda, couldn't he feel Gilda kind of purring? And
yeah, she's as a
you kind of feel her body temperature rising.
As a partial jungle cat, yeah, she is purring a little bit because there are two males
vying for. Well,
yeah.
one's trying to tease me, and the other one's trying
that,
to show off.
Then I'm like, Taros, I think Gilda might be into you.
What? No, she's probably just observing all of Davos. Yeah, Davos is performing some very...
She likes both of you, man.
Oh, that's awkward.
Awkward! Yes, I finally get to use it.
Awkward?
Awkward. James, you fall to your death.
Oh, no!
Heaven's the market choice.
God damn it.
Now you're just Ed's mom.
What?
Ed's mom says that all the time.
Alright, so you guys get to ask me
first.
One question each.
Uh-oh.
Well, you're
not me. I failed.
Not I said it,
okay, what are we looking... So what are we looking at right now? What's... Oh, yeah,
you guys are flying upriver and trying to spot obstructions. So you're... you have gotten... up into the foothills of the Knife Crag Mountains up to the northwest over here.
What here is useful or valuable to me?
I'm going to say that there is... a great deal of tree cover. The pine trees are very dense,
mm-hmm.
So you can pretty much if you don't fly too high, you can skim the surface of the river without being detected.
I can fly twice as high.
All right, and what should I be on the lookout for?
Reading rainbow. If there were indeed a blockage,
mm-hmm.
if you flew really high, you would see a swell in the river, or there'd be an artificial lake kind of created behind whatever was blocking it.
All right, so Meyer should go really low, and I should go really high. I guess Eric, you just stay in the middle.
All right.
Well, he's on you. Oh, yeah.
All right, so, Avon, Taro says, we're going up.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
We're going down. Oh, that sounds... I mean, I'm not going down. I can just go fly down. I'm not a griffin.
All right, so you fly up, And you see that there is indeed a swell in the river where it seems that...
Terrence, it's kind of cold up here.
A large area seems to be flooded behind several large boulders.
It's kind of hard to breathe.
So there's a natural obstruction.
That have been stacked across the river in a cyclopean fashion. It's obviously some kind of a wall. Something made a dam there.
It's not natural.
But it's rather larger than you might expect. Like, it's...
Like, how far away is it from where we are?
Say about... about 10, 15 miles.
As the crow flies?
As the crow flies.
Oh, okay.
That's why I haven't been making you guys make...
Yeah, no, it's far away.
Because you're...
Yeah.
If you were traveling overland, you would probably have had to rest.
Yeah.
By now.
All right, so I'll...
We'll say that, you know, a good chunk... You're still a good chunk of the way through the day, but you haven't had to deal with any kind of obstructions or random encounters with chili monsters that I shouldn't have given you fucking flying mounts.
Well, how were you supposed to know we were going to befriend them?
Hey, I figured, you know, you guys spent 40 minutes role-playing that out and might as well give you something.
All right, so I will swoop back down over, you know, skim the lake and tell them, yeah, there's a dam, like 10 miles upriver, that something made with very large stones.
We're not going to use the tree cover, owner, or you just want to keep flying?
No, I think we should use the tree cover.
Okay. All right, so,
Tree cover.
You guys make me defy danger.
I'm good.
All of us?
Or just the mass?
James and Alan. Avon, you roll for Gilda and... Or no,
I roll for Davos?
Yeah. What? Part of it, so, you roll for Davos.
Good
morning.
And,
I fell over a cart at work. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, how was the game?
His proudest moment.
Yankees will win.
Left early?
Yeah, of course. The guy hit a triple and it was 7-2, so...
No.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that's the Verizon thing?
Yeah, that's the box.
What kind of Defy Danger are we rolling?
Go with Dex.
Okie doke.
Yeah.
And you can say that Gilda and...
I'm rolling for a...
And Davos have plus two.
Okay.
I got an eight.
Plus two.
Can I do aid for...
I got 10.
Because we have a bond?
Yeah, sure.
I got a 7.
10.
I only got a 9, I'm sorry.
Okay. I think it gives us plus one, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That gives me a 9.
Well, that would be nice.
I tried. I did
the best for Gilda. With a 10.
Oh, no. On a 7 to 9... oh yeah, we got a plus one, but you also expose yourself to danger, retribution, or cost.
With an 8?
With a 9.
Yeah.
Wait, defined...
No, that's for aiding.
Okay.
For James.
So, Meyer got a 10 for Gilda. Mm-hmm. You got what for Davos?
7.
7. And...
I got... Well, with James's boat, I got a 9. With James's 8.
Alright, so... I'll say this. You kind of can't see through the thick pine tree covering. So you start to fly up, and Avon, you catch sight of a tribe of ogres.
Oh, no.
That seem to have set up a crude kind of camp at the side of this lake. And you, without really thinking, you yell out... Kairos, get down! And just as your head dips beneath the tree line, you see several of them look in your direction. So you have alerted them that something is out there.
Something.
How many is a tribe?
Let me see.
Just one. He's just very big.
Time to kill me some freaking... Raping ogres.
Many? 20.
Oh.
Oh.
Time to kill
some.
That's unfortunate.
Keep doing flybys. I'll just launch fireballs.
So, there's that.
Oh, you didn't say... did we hear about the ogre? Or no,
no, we will tell you about the ogres.
What? Ogres?
Many. Many ogres. What? Presumably they're the ones that built that very large dam we're flying towards.
Is it safe over there?
No.
How many are there?
Lots.
So you guys can... Son of a bitch. If you're continuing to fly, you can do a little bit of recon and discern realities. You can spout lore.
I will try to do recon, because I'm not good at spouting the lore.
Gilda, do you want to kill some ogres?
She doesn't really get what you're saying, good, but she does growl a bit.
Good, because we don't want to put her in harm's way of 20 ogres.
I'm going to do some recon. So let's discern realities.
Can I spout lore?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, I'm spouting lore. Because I have
to tell you. Alright, that's an 8.
I bet it's smart. You can do it.
So how did you do?
I got an 8.
Alright. Let's see.
Meow?
Griffin kitties.
Meow, meow. Meow,
meow. Ogres are not known to alter their environment.
Okay.
In such a way that they can make use of it. So, like, an ogre tribe would not normally have dammed this river.
Good. We don't have to fight them.
Alright, so I get one question for discern realities. I think I already know what I should be on the lookout for. So, what here is useful or valuable to me?
There's a whole slew of explosives by the dam. Just hit them and they'll blow up and clear the way.
I'm going to target it with my rider and have him launch a fireball.
And when it blows up, it makes ogres near it friendly.
I will say where they have set up their camp. If you were to demolish the dam, the river waters would surge forward and wash them away downstream.
Oh, so they're like south of the dam.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right, so if we could avoid the ogres and destroy the dam...
That'd be nice.
That would take care of the ogres.
What if...
But there's the lake is... They have no water down there. If we wash their camp down that way...
They don't know how to swim.
Presumably, they would also be dead.
Right. It would be cataclysmic.
Okay.
It would be a wave of drowning water.
Oh. All right. Well, then, it'd still be inconvenient because they'd have to clean up a bunch of ogre bodies.
they would keep going too.
Oh. Someone would have to clean up a bunch of ogre bodies.
Whoever lives at the lake there, whoever lives at Bone Chill Lake, would have to worry about the ogre.
What
bodies.
If? You know, I ever see when an eagle, like, would swoop down and catch a fish?
Yeah.
You think griffins would like to swoop down and catch an ogre and eat it?
I don't think they could pick up an ogre.
They are large. They are about the same size as an ogre.
They would have to be smaller.
I'm just saying.
We could swoop down and attack the ogres.
Right.
That's like 20 ogres, whereas if we break the dam, we kill all of them at once.
Speaking of which, I'm going to throw some actual danger you guys away. There is a patrol of 2 ogres that is coming through the forest your way.
Get them.
What do you do?
Avon? Suggestion?
There's 2 of them hanging away, so either fly to the clouds or fly for the water.
Just kill them.
We could kill ourselves some ogres.
You want me to launch a ball at one and you just tackle him after it hits him?
Well, Gilda seems like...
Give him the old 1-2 punch.
How about you for one and me and
Gilda.
Well, how far are they from their camp? Like, if we attack them, are they going to be able to alert the camp just by yelling?
No, I will say that the acoustics of the river valley are in your favor. The only reason that they heard James was because you were above the tree line, and he literally just shouted.
Oh God, ogres, look out!
All right, let's fight some ogres.
All right, so they are coming through the pine trees.
I missed why we're going straight into fighting the ogres when we could just avoid it.
No, this is a patrol.
Yeah, they're not fighting. You guys are not fighting the entire tribe,
right?
But they sent out scouts because they heard a noise.
Right, but also we get to fight ogres. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are both armed with clubs. They have hideous, filthy faces. They are caked with dirt, and they are carrying clubs, which I think I already said. So what do you do?
I'm going to,
as soon as James's fireball hits, I'm going to swoop in and rend them with my claws, which uses one of my griffin moves.
We'll take the one on the left. I'm going to launch it. I'm going to cross the magic missile at this.
And I'm going to point Gilda to the right one.
Okay.
I figure I might not be going straight into fighting them. I might come down and try to be on the defense, like maybe to help someone.
11.
I'm going to pull out my bow and arrow and do the defending move again.
Avon
and Taros are attacking.
Right.
And what? Barnabas and Barnabas and Pendril are defending. Sorry, Arad.
I thought Myrad said he was hanging down to attack. So I was thinking protect.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that defending to help out when I'm on Elsa. I mean on Guild.
Elsa.
I'm gonna shoot an arrow at it.
While she attacks,
yeah, help her out. I rolled a 10, so I can choose 3.
Cool.
Do you wanna shoot an ogre?
And you and Davos are gonna defend.
Yeah.
Alright, so Eric, you make me a defend roll.
Because I know
but I have to choose a person I'm in defense of, right?
Right. Are you gonna defend Avon and Taros, or are you going to defend Gilda?
Because
that's what I was thinking.
Davos from Gilda. That's why I was offending for Gilda too.
You have to keep her from getting hurt, and you also have to make let Gilda kill something.
Yeah. All right, so let me roll for that. It's Constitution.
So yeah, I think if we both defend Gilda, she can kill.
I got 13.
13. All right, so yeah, you get
so
to
hold 3.
Yeah, me right. too. I rolled 10, so I get.
Oh, 3. And that lets me. Oh, okay, never mind. So when me or the thing I defend are attacked, I can spend the hold. Okay. I have 3 holds.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so we'll say for ease's sake, there's an ogre on the left and there's an ogre on the right.
And James and I got a left ogre.
We get righty ogre.
Okay. So, James, you got an 11, you said?
Yes.
All right, so your magic missile goes off. You fire your light orb at it. Roll for damage.
I get 2d4s.
I'm gonna...
Yeah. Hurt him good.
I got a 7.
That's pretty good.
That's not good at all. Actually.
That's almost as good as I could do.
That's the worst, actually.
All right, and I got a 7 on hack and slash. Oh, wait, no, it's strength. Oh, no, so I got a 6. I failed.
Okay, so you swipe at it with your claws, but you miss.
Wow.
James does manage to get in a good hit. It absorbs the life energy, and it starts bleeding from its ears and nose, and it roars.
Can I say, whoop?
Yeah, so you're...
Does that, now, because I missed, does that still count as using one of the hold? I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So I got one more attack, and then I un-griffin.
Oh, boy.
Meyer.
Yes.
You roll your attack.
Yeah. I roll. Yeah, I got a 10 on my defending. Else, I'm defending.
Gilda.
Did you just recently watch it?
Yeah.
All
right. Let it go. All
it's
right.
A good
so
movie.
It is.
She gets an 11.
Knocking it.
Okay. Okay. So it was. So I choose 3. Oh, I guess so I hold until he attacks.
Yeah, while you guys.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
Nothing is hitting Gilda at this point since we both have hold 3 again. Like, the
yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good move. She wants to kill. We can just keep protecting her.
All right. You guys are going after the right one?
Yeah, old righty.
Mm-hmm. All right. She demolishes it.
Oh.
Wow.
Like, she uses her forward momentum and her downward momentum to knock it off its feet and drive her claws into it, and she just goes right for this thing's throat and tears it out.
Yeah.
Meyer, you get spattered in gore.
I'm okay with it, because I hate
I'd like to clap a little bit.
I'm gonna pat her like good job, like good job.
She is just too
know,
engaged in the
that's
thrill of the kill. You know she's and she caused. The one remaining ogre is going to try to.
Well, we made her happy.
If I knew that the griffins were like with each other, Pat and I'd say, "Wow, yeah, you have a good one there."
The remaining griffin
ogre.
Right, sorry. The remaining ogre,
Peter Griffin,
screams, just a furious throat-rending sound, and it runs over. It's going to attack. Gilda and Pendril.
So I got my holds.
Oh, no, it ain't.
You guys both have holds.
Yeah, we both have hold 3.
So what happens to the attacks?
Well, I was thinking to redirect it, have the damage, and then open the attacker up to an ally. But I don't know which ally.
I can swoop back in. I get a griffin attack. Could I do that, or would it have to be someone who hasn't gone yet?
Well, you killed one of these guys.
Right.
They are going to...
No, but Eric's
to go. I guess it pays forward to you.
Oh, so I would get plus one.
So you get plus one forward.
But how would it work if Meyer and I are both doing the holds?
Like, you do once, and then I do the other, like, if he attacks another, or...
You can save up the hole. I'll let you do that.
Oh, because I wanted to just, if Meyer's all right with it, to just take this. I wanted to see if I could take this blow.
All right, go for it.
All right, so yeah, maybe redirect the attack from the thing I'm defending to myself. Have the attack's effect, and I would. Yeah, I think opening up the attack to an ally is better than just dealing one damage to it.
Eric's taking blow. Oh, wait, never mind.
So you redirect it to yourself, you have the damage, and you pay forward to Alex?
To Alex, yeah.
Alright, so you take 3 damage.
My armor is 3.
Your armor is 3. You feel the ogre's club go glancing off of you as you dive down on Davos's back.
Mm-hmm.
In front of its attack on Gilda.
And this should help my honor with Davos.
Right, yes. Because you are living up to your end of the bargain.
Although I don't think I get an experience for this, because it says, endanger yourself, which I'm doing, to protect someone weaker than you. And we've seen that she's not exactly weaker than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no.
I was thinking about, this is early, it's out of context. Did I use the tense situation with Barrow, or...?
I will let you get experience for that. Let's
okay.
Do XP at the end of the session.
I didn't know I'll do that later. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, I'm up to 8 experience.
Well, you have to rest.
Right, rest, yeah.
It's like 10:30.
All right,
yeah.
So we'll finish this up, and then you guys can decide what you want to do next.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to swoop back down on that other thing down. So plus one forward means I get plus one to my roll?
Right.
All right.
And just to keep things interesting, I'm going to say that another ogre comes out of the woods.
So that is just fireball at him.
That's not...
All right, well, this is about to de-griffin me. Six, seven.
That's with the forward?
Yeah.
And with your modifier?
It's zero.
Okay.
So I hit him. So it opens me up to... The enemy makes an attack against me, but I do D8 plus 3 damage. So I do 5.
Alright, well, before you do 5, which is going to kill it, but it's going to get a swipe at you. 6. It does 6 damage.
Ow.
Meyer, do you want to spend any hold? Because you still have hold from...
Oh, yeah. Can I...
If you just have it, I'd be okay.
Okay, yeah, sure, I'll have it.
All right, so I take...
So how do you do that? Because Gilda is presently... Has her beak...
I have a bow. I'll use my bow now, I guess. I'm
okay.
A thing that...
They're like, you shoot it in the wrist and deflect it.
Yeah.
As it goes to hit you, and with its death rattle, it sort of misses.
Yeah. And then I claw its throat out, and then...
And then shift back into
heat. Oh, get off my back!
I just start sliding down your back, and all of a sudden you just start changing back
into an elf.
Yeah.
And you're just sort of piggybacking on him now.
No, get off of me!
I'm sorry, I'd say I got robes.
At least it wasn't me, friend.
I'm tidy, it's fine.
Just because you guys plowed through those two, another patrol of ogres. Heard the
from his shoulders, I shoot another.
Right, so I'm about to turn into something else.
Make the magic missile.
Otter.
Alright, I got 7, so that's not.
Well, my attack is just for the staff.
You can expose yourself to danger, you can forget the spell from here on in. You can have the spell miss.
I expose myself to danger. That seems the. And I do 6 damage.
Alright.
Bam on his shoulders, and he is about to change, so I guess that would expose me to danger.
Alright, so this is gonna... It's gonna get a free attack on you. 10 damage. So, what happens is...
Wow.
Avon, you shoot a... You shoot a...
I shoot an energy ball at it. His friend sees that.
You want to use one of your hold on James?
No. He shoots an arrow at me and I fall off his shoulders onto a rock.
it's more of the ogre has... You know, ogres have clubs.
Okay.
So since you're on Taros' shoulders, you shoot the life energy ball at it and it does not like that. So it snarls and just backhands you with its club. Off of Terra.
How much damage did you do?
I took 10.
No, how much damage did you do?
Oh, 6.
I think my next action might be to go heal James.
Alright, you're gonna go. And
yes, because Meyer's also working to protect, like,
Meyer, you still have hold?
Yeah, I have 2 of them.
So you get a move, you're going to heal James, and you get a move, and then they get to go.
But Alex, is your... You could change now, but you won't get to attack yet.
No, I just automatically... My hold's gone. My last attack was my last hold.
Oh.
So I just turn back into my normal form.
Oh.
So you had
Avon the Wizard on your shoulders.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you felt like a little breeze, and he was gone.
Oh,
and Avon is lying in a crumpled heap.
Is it nighttime? I'm seeing these stars.
So my next turn, I mean, I could attack as an elf, but I'm just not very
maybe
good at it.
So you're going to lay on hands?
I was thinking, well...
Or whatever.
Yeah, I think that might be the best bet, because I know we did initiate the attack. I would probably not be as up to jumping in and attacking these things when we initiated the attack, and they were minding their own business for the most part before that. I think it might be my best... In my character to first go and heal James.
Alright, so then go ahead and roll whatever your move is.
Roll plus charisma.
First rule of wizardry. Don't nope. do something you can't control.
You could summon a fire.
Nothing.
Nothing? Six? Or six or lower?
Six, yeah.
All right. So you go over to Avon, you kneel next to him, and you pray for Tecumseh's aid, but Tecumseh seems deafened to your prayer.
I'm thinking probably because
he's bawling.
Maybe he's not happy with us for initiating this battle on something that wasn't attacking us at first. So.
I admire you get a move before the ogres attack. So
I will.
I can fly.
You know,
is that my blood? I think that's my blood.
I'm gonna try to take one out. I'm gonna go for a volley shot.
The one that James hit.
Yeah.
So now, does Meyer still have the defend hold, or does that go away?
I'm gonna say that if he does something else, then he drops his hold.
That makes sense. I'm just curious.
I mean, she's. Not
no, I'd say go for it.
I should have defended it before. I should have defended it.
There's only one left or there's two?
There's two.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I'll try to shoot him. All right. What's my dex? I got a 9, so
I can get myself a bow.
Choose.
I'd be better with that.
One.
I've like not used my sword. I'm more of a defense character.
Because it's okay.
If
so
volley d10. If
I get a 10 plus, I have a clear shot. I feel my damage. But with 7 then 9, I have to choose one of three things, which is either I have to move to get the shot, placing you in danger.
So basically, it would be the same thing as what happened to James just before. The ogre
reduce
would get
damage.
A free attack on you.
Reduce damage looks like. What's my damage really for it?
But whatever your...
It's whatever your class damage is.
So you roll a d6.
Oh, d6. So I got, mine is 1d6, so it's 0.
Yeah.
Well, no, we would each roll a d6. And
like, if you rolled a 6 and he rolled a 1, you would do 5 damage.
Okay. And or I take several shots, reducing my ammo by 1. I'll just put my...
I think when it says ammo, it doesn't use it each time you shoot... But that's for, like, a volley. If you
if you
lose one ammo, then you only have 2.
Yeah, you've fired off a lot of arrows.
Oh.
And if you have 0, then you have no more arrows.
Oh, I don't have just 3, I just have...
So you have 3 uses. Like, if you run out of ammo with volley shots, then you're out of ammo.
All right, then. I'll go for... I'll go for shots, then.
So you expend one of your ammos and roll for damage.
Okay. Fuck you! 6.
Yeah, nice. You put an arrow straight through that thing's eye. All those years of victimization and sexual abuse come back up on you and...
And everyone criticizing your work. Ogres are the worst critics.
At least they're not trolls that are just screwing with you for no reason.
Taros, the ogre that just knocked Avon off your shoulders rears back with its club to strike you, and an arrow goes right through its eye.
Oh,
it falls dead.
Shit! I heard a thud. Was it me again?
6, right to the eye.
And the one that is left is going for Gilda because
she's just feasting on the other one.
Pretty much.
No.
What the hell is Davos doing?
I should have put myself in harm's way.
Oh yeah, is Davos doing anything?
Yeah,
he's letting Gilda get attacked.
He will
defend Gilda.
Yeah, defend. Make me, Eric, since you're riding Davos, make me a roll with plus 2.
Defend.
To defend.
Defend your lady.
8.
That's
right.
1.
So you have 1 hold.
Does he get,
that's for him. He has 1
hold. Right.
Yeah, he has 1 hold. So however you make the choice, however you want to spend
it. Have him tackle the ogre.
I think he would redirect the attack
on him.
That's what I think he would do is to stop her from getting hurt.
He loves his lady.
And so, I love the ladies.
I hope that'll sway her to loving him again and not being so aroused by Alex.
Well, Alex is just Alex now. He's just an elf.
All right.
Now,
what if she finds me even more attractive?
Whoa.
She's kinky.
So I will say this.
My mother is a dragon.
You, Barnabas, you hear a deafening eagle screech from Davos as he rears up, throwing you from his back.
No.
Or you got off because
Davos dead.
I hope not.
You got off because you ran over to James.
Mm.
You ran over to Aegon.
Right.
So you dismounted.
Oh.
You all look over. You see the ogre, storm up to Gilda and is about to seriously land a blow on her skull that will kill her.
Oh.
And Davos flies right in the way, and you hear the snap as his spine breaks.
Oh, no.
and you see him kind of turn wide-eyed as he falls over.
Can we heal?
Wings akimbo.
We can fix him. We can do it. We can fix him.
I will say this: if you guys can end this battle this turn, you all have a shot at this ogre.
Yeah.
And then we could rush to try.
And
to
then
heal.
You can rush to try to heal Davos.
All right. Well, then I'm going to attack that ogre with my staff.
I'm going right after that ogre.
I'm going to hack and slash, though I have a weapon that neither hacks nor slashes.
Pay for your sins.
That's a 7. So I deal 1d6 damage.
Again, 8.
12. I'm shooting him again.
I do 3 damage.
Again, 8.
I roll 12. No. Okay,
so you roll for damage.
I just deal my damage to the enemy, but he gets a chance to hit me.
And
back,
I rolled
apparently.
An 8!
No.
I did the max damage
I
could do!
I think he's dead.
I got 6 for damage.
You got 6, but he gets a free attack on you? What?
Yeah, me too.
Alright,
Well, if we're all attacking him at once.
This is what I'm gonna say. His 2 free attacks are going to go off because he's like just swinging his club. You're all, you have a sword, so you're running up to him close within melee range, and you have a staff, so you guys are both. So it makes sense that he's just going to hit you with
a sweep.
Yeah.
Right. Woof. One of you's getting 7 and the other's getting 12.
I'll take the 12.
Okay.
I'll take the
7. So you take the 9.
And that's 6 for me only, thank God.
So I'm down to 17, but it's alright.
I'm gonna run to Davos and start playing my music.
So you guys all, life ball, staff, sword, stabby, volley of arrows. This ogre falls down, deader than dead.
As soon as that's done, I'm running over to Davos to try to heal him.
It's you. His
second is done.
His breathing is shallow and labored.
I'm crawling over to help him.
His
heal.
Hind section, his lion section, isn't moving,
no, I'm fine, guys.
And his eagle talons are just sort of raking the air.
All right. Well,
I'm casting healing spell.
I can't do that.
Oh, I got a 9.
So I'll let you choose. Either the spell misses, you forget it.
Did it just?
I'll forget it.
Okay.
You can't
cast heal until you rest again.
All right, but it does work this time.
It does work. Yes.
Okay.
And Meyer, you're also playing your music.
Yeah.
I rolled a 7 to heal. 7 heal.
It doesn't stay.
I got 10.
Wait, what did you roll, James?
7.
On your charisma. On your first.
Is it?
Oh, 9.
Okay.
Can I aid James?
No, because you didn't do it.
I got 10.
Oh, yeah,
and also, on. there's really no way you can aid with the magic.
Do it there.
I got 10.
I got 10 also.
Magic there.
So I just do my 1d8 healing.
Yes.
Only 4.
Let's see what I get.
Tecumseh, save this noble creature. It sacrificed itself for its mate. It deserves to live.
I got a 7.
So all told, the healing is...
I got 7.
7, 7, 7. 4.
So, 22. 22.
No, 18.
28.
7, 7, 4, 14, 8.
18.
So 4 and 8. Either way.
Where are you getting 8 from?
7 and 7.
7 is 14. 4 plus his 4 is 8.
Right.
Making 18.
18.
Right.
Right.
You said I'm saying 8. So 7, 7, 4, 8, and then
4, 8, 18.
18,
20, 30, 40. All right. So we got 18.
I'm doing the first digit. I wasn't doing
18.
I wasn't doing.
So you all run chance. Up to Davos.
Shorthanding it.
Eric, you start Barnabas, you start furiously praying to Tecumseh for, you know, for forgiveness for starting this battle, for getting involved, and to spare this creature's life. James, you're so flustered that you're just, you know, you start saying the healing spell, and eventually you forget what it is that you're saying. You just sort of...
I mean, I did get whacked by a club, so I'm not entirely all there.
Right, you just sort of, you know...
Went on instinct.
Go off into rambles in several magical tongues, and, you know, Meyer, you're... Pendril, you start playing on your harp. It's a harp you have?
I have a mandolin.
You have a mandolin. You start playing softly on your mandolin.
He's playing big.
And you see the light start to fade from Davos's eyes, but then he closes them, and when he opens them again, they're fierce and alive and alert again. And his body starts to glow with a white energy of Avon's arcane spell and Barnabas's prayer. And it all sort of fuses together, and you can hear the vertebrae of his spine clicking back into place.
Oh, does it sound like how Eric's cast is right now?
Louder.
Oh, God.
Louder.
It makes me even more uncomfortable.
As it knits itself back together, and he stands up.
The sound Eric's cast is making.
He stands up on his talons and haunches and roars. Gilda runs over to him and nuzzles him.
I kind of pet Davos. I'm like, oh, buddy, I'm glad you're okay.
Perhaps these two should make their way back home while we finish dealing with the dam.
Yeah.
Or stay here, where it's...
Can you think...
Or go somewhere where it's safe.
Can you thank them for us? And I wish to apologize. I was not as vigilant as I had been at first.
Davos, thank you. Barnabas apologizes for letting you almost die.
Thank you, friends. I would have been lost had it not been for your efforts.
Ah, shucks. Ain't no thing.
Just sit there coyly kicking a rock.
Oh,
no, this is okay. I would like to maybe shuffle over to James and try to give him a heal as well.
Alright, yeah, go ahead.
Perhaps you two should stay somewhere where it's safe. We're close to the dam.
8. So I'm going to take the damage I heal from you.
Okay.
Alright, and I'm going to heal the damage you took from me.
Goddamn orc bastards have anything on.
Oh, no, you can't.
That's right. I forgot my healing spell.
You forgot the healing spell.
Fungal.
You heal 6. I go down 6. So I'm at 11 out of 26 health right now.
Does these orc bastards have anything on them?
They've got clubs.
So I go up 6.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Far as treasure goes, let's say they've got 10 coins each.
Yeah. And we killed 4 of them.
Yeah.
So that's 10 each.
10 each.
There's no space on here for coins.
Oh, well,
I suppose
the Griffins have no use for
coins. We might need to pay to get into the town if we're going to go in legally.
Ron, can I get an experience point for endangering myself to protect James, to heal him, and I took his damage?
Yes.
All right.
So I think...
Because now this brought me down to 11 health.
We should probably wrap up this session.
I take my arrows from Ogre's Eye. Fill up my ammo by 1.
Yeah, it's 10 to 11, so...
Yeah, I need to get home to myself.
No!
And I need someone to bring me.
So how late in the day is it?
We'll say right now it's getting on toward dusk. You spend most of the day flying.
Can I? Alright.
So maybe we should try to make camp.
You should try...
Not here.
Here's the trade-off. If you make camp somewhere in the woods... the ogres are going to know that their patrols did not come back.
Yeah.
So you can either make camp and be well rested and healed, or you can
blow
do whatever
dam.
It is you're going
to
do with
right.
The
right. We'd have to.
Ogres.
We should actually probably do that now because. The ogres know.
Next session.
I want,
oh yeah, but I'm to
yeah. I want
to
do an before I want to do an Inglorious Bastards type of thing, and I'm going to carve some type of thing into the ogres' heads so that they find. I don't know. I'm not sure what the symbol will be. But I have a sword. I'm going to use my short
a middle finger on a hand. Just a short hand giving the finger.
I don't know what the symbol is. But I'm going to like a cut.
Maybe it should be a symbol that you were known for.
I was
like,
going to say, how about we could invent some canon? How about all of the ogre slaves are marked with a certain symbol? All
right.
To mark them as shadow.
Okay.
You could also do different symbols for different jobs, like some were cooks, some were this, some were that. And since he was a sex slave, he has a specific symbol.
So on their forehead, like mark. Carve in the sex slave sign into their foreheads.
Wow. That's dark.
That is really fucked up.
Alright, so...
Alright, so you guys can make cases for XP now if you want.
Do we do we know that you...
I don't know.
What do you mean, make cases
that you became
for
a sex slave?
At the, on
so
the back of the...
Did you ask?
I think we learned something new and important about the world.
Yeah, you definitely did.
And did we overcome a notable monster or enemy?
No, not yet.
The ogres are notable.
I'm gonna say when you take out the tribe.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do, then yeah, you'll have done that. The orc guards, if you purge them from nettle, then you know that would be notable. Did you loot a memorable treasure? Not really.
No.
And everybody gets one nomination.
Well, we take,
so we get one for
and if you fulfilled any of your your bonds.
No.
Can I add a bond if I still haven't resolved one?
Yeah.
All right.
As long as you did resolve one last session, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put this one in that Eric's character Barnabas smells more like prey than a hunter because he's very defensive.
Okay, so you're gonna rewrite what you had with Pendril with
Barnabas. Well, no, I had it with Pendril last time, and
but
then he proved
right.
that he's not. And Barnabas, it's not that he's not like he hasn't been fighting though. He's,
right, he takes the blows. He's
yeah.
the tank. So,
he's
okay.
prey, not the hunter.
Right.
Doesn't mean he's bad.
I'm gonna give my point to Eric for taking the blows and. Getting beaten up.
I'm going to give mine to Meyer for being really dark there at the end.
Yeah. Come back to me, I'm thinking.
I give mine to Alex for letting me ride on his shoulders and shooting a fireball off of his shoulders.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool.
Well, I'm going to give mine to James for clearing the fireball and blasting
and
the
almost
chair.
Being dead.
Yeah. Taking that big shot, that big hit to help us
getting knocked off of
knocked off.
Yeah.
Taros's shoulders.
Hey, listen.
And next time we rest,
Pendril wants to take revenge for being a sex slave, so.
No, I understand why you're doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
I get why you're doing it.
It's just really fucking dark.
did anybody fulfill their alignment?
Yeah, I did.
I
counted mine.
I diffused
the situation
with
Barrow.
Mine has helped something or someone grow, so I figure if we get the river flowing again, that would
Yeah, that will
because...
that will definitely...
I used magic to directly aid another. I healed Alex and I healed the griffin.
Can your alignment change, like, if you resolve it? Can you change, or is that your alignment set?
I think that's your alignment set
yeah.
for the game, but we could come up with spot rules. I also haven't read the chapter on advanced delving yet, so there might be like spells and things that alter your alignment.
Also, wouldn't it be based also on how you act? Like, if
right,
you start
yeah.
acting like a dick, like you eventually start going over to evil.
Obviously, if you're a good character and you never resolve your good alignment at the end, then you're going to start.
Right. Well, mine is because I figure I'm a nature boy, so.
Yeah.
Ric Flair?
Yep.
Work out of your
Woo!
Alright.
I walk around like this all the time.
I level up.
Well, next time you rest.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
So before we go, thoughts, comments, questions?
I was...
Woo!
I was worried for Davos.
Me
there.
Too. I really.
I was really. I knew. I was. You said that you were giving us a gift, and I figured you were going to try and take it away. So I was like, one of the Griffins are going to die.
And I was scared that. I mean, even though we were healing him, I was scared that he would lose loyalty in me for. You know. I mean, I took that first blow for Gilda, but then losing loyalty in me for going to help James instead of keeping my defense of her.
Well, I'm going to say
we brought him. Stopped him from
dying. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to affect his loyalty one way. Granted, we did leave Gilda unprotected, and he had to take the blow, but we did heal him.
Right.
I mean, again, if we were doing our job and protecting Gilda, that wouldn't have happened in the first place.
Right.
So, I mean, I can see it as that not reflecting well on us.
I'm going to say that Gilda's loyalty bumps up to 2. Because you guys gave her what she wanted. You know, she wanted to kill things, and you know, she killed the shit out of that ogre.
I mean, I don't know if that counts that we saved her mate, even though
that probably counted. But between you guys leaving Gilda open and Alex trying to steal Davos' mate away. Davos' loyalty does not go up.
I didn't try to steal his mate away.
Unintentional.
He might see it that way.
He saw you as competition.
Oh, I was not.
Okay. Because I was hoping... Well, I was hoping...
Jealousy, when it comes to feelings, is, you know, there's no logic or reason. Like,
also, he's an eagle lion. There's no logic or reason. There's just that other eagle lion is stealing my mate.
There's just being a griffin.
Yeah, if we had, like, Gilda taking that blow, would it have worked? Oh, sorry. If we had, like, Gilda take that blow, would it have more likely gone up due to, like, my going out of my way with that first defense to make sure she didn't get hit there?
What do you mean?
That first time when I stopped her from taking the blow, when I took the blow for her with those 3 holds.
Right.
It probably would have. I just thought that. Yeah, that would.
It probably. Well, yeah.
Oh well.
I have to say, I really like playing the druid.
I'm enjoying being.
I feel very useful.
I like playing the tank, though. I need to be healed soon.
Yeah,
I can't heal.
Once I meditate for an hour, I can heal you.
Although once I level up, I could probably take the thing that lets it. When I heal someone, I heal myself too.
Well, that's so for next time, we'll start off with do you guys go and attack the ogre camp now, or do you wait?
I think we're going to blow up the dam next. I don't think we're going to rest, because that'll just leave us open.
There ain't no rest for the wicked.
All right, but you guys like it? It's
yes,
fun.
Yes.
Definitely.
Having fun. I'm enjoying. Normally, I'm like, you know, the wizard. I'm like the thief or something. So this time,
right?
Yeah.
Now you're the kooky wizard.
I kind of. At first, I thought my character was going to be ice hippie, but now I think he's just kind of dour and serious. But part of that is because his charisma score is 8, so he just doesn't really
right.
Like,
his personality.
He grew up
is
in
just,
the tundra.
Yeah.
There weren't too many people there.
I know the voice. Is the voice really annoying?
No.
That's what I think of when I think of crazy guy living in the woods. And that's
the
first thing that
voice,
came to.
It is a good voice for the character.
I guess if it's
chopped.
Yeah, okay. As long as it's really not that like bad.
No.
That means it's,
well, we'll see what the listeners say.
Yeah, well, it all depends on them.
If they really hate it, then by all means,
yeah.
I mean, nobody cares what you think, listeners.
I like playing as the big defense guy, because honestly, I figured I would be defending, but once we solidified that magic symbol, that bully symbol, I figured that was what I was doing.
Yeah.
I hit the necessary to block the rest of the time.
All right. Your holy symbol is a target.
That's it.
And that quote unquote protects you.
That always happens.
I swear, it's like people are intentionally aiming for the target.
The holy symbol.
We go up against a horde of skeleton archers, and all they do is shoot at my holy symbol.
I think I like the idea that Tecumseh is sometimes just a dick.
Tecumseh got drunk one night. He's like, I gotta come up with a symbol for my followers. Oh my god, a target. Watch those assholes walk around.
He was in the middle of doing some archery, and he's like, you know what? I think that's a good symbol. I think I'll adopt that.
Alright, well, I'm glad everybody's enjoying it. We'll see everybody out there in internet land next time.
Bye!
I don't like it.
Bye! Bye!